Of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You crossed over into the Dawn, the Golden Mind Show.
Oh yeah. Y'all already know what time it is. The moment that you've been waiting for, the one that you've been waiting to hear, the one that calls the call, that calls the effect. Put your hands together for the baddest bitch in El Cologne. Y'all, we call y'all.
Cologne. I'm in the love of the all, and all love is in me. I am a part of the all, and the all is a part of me. I am one with the all, and the all is one with me. I can succeed as a part of the all and fail as an individual. I can be all that I wish in the all, as long as my wish is to stay in the all. I'm never alone. The all is, I am. The all can, I can. The all does, I do. Cologne.
Cologne. What's happening, man? This is the Dawn Nicole Young Show, man. We're doing it right here, right now. 9 p.m., baby. This is what we do around this thing. Behind the nine ball, welfare and unemployment, where I stopped off at. Man, much love to everybody that's in attendance today, man. It's an honor and a pleasure. I know it's Thursday. Y'all, man, take the time out, you know what I'm saying, stay up late with a player like myself. Then get on up and do that shit again. It's just a fucking honor and a goddamn pleasure, man. What the fuck I'm supposed to do with myself? God damn. Damn, man, it made me feel like a Christian when I say God is good. They want to say God is good all the time. Goddamn, all the time God is good. Shit, man, let me give a special shout out to all my niggas that's in attendance today, man. The VIP chat room. What's good with your focus, 722? Look at focus. Amen, Don. Amen, Rev. You know how we do it, man. What's good with you, Michael Johnson? Oh, shit, you kicking it with us tonight, baby. What an honor. Michael Johnson in the building. My man, Mr. Somebody, 9 to the 9, power 9. What's good with you, baby? Everybody in the after party, man. Nick Nubian, it's good to see you, boo, again. Yeah. So, you know, I'm still, like, fucking riding high off my shit. You feel me? On my little, you know, my Dragon, my Order of the Dragos, Order of the Dragons. Or the Dragons on that goddamn NBC shit. So everybody had a chance to check that shit out. I also gave y'all some of the goddamn link. You feel what I'm saying? So you can check it out. You'll see. Yup. You already know what time it is. I ain't going to hop on that shit no more because I got to move on. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it will confirm itself. But that's some deep-ass shit, though, Antichrist. Ain't it, Nick? That's some deep-ass shit. That's my shit, boo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it clean. You feel what I'm saying? But, boo. Now, the question is, what came first? Don Sword or goddamn NBC first season, which is this season, of fucking Dracula? Do the math. Ah, you already know what time it is, though. You feel me? Any goddamn way. But, you know, somebody... you know, special actually gave me that sword. You feel me? But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I wonder my nigga Guru watched Dracula. Guru looked like he watched that shit. But anyway, I'm going to move on, though. Let me finish showing some love, and we're going to get straight into the nine ball. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do it. My way. God damn it. One time for all my niggas that's in the after party, my man Born Sue, my fairy godmother, Get Real. The Brock Honey Love is in the building. I be that I am. Charm 42. G still learning. Self-guided in this motherfucker. Jason J. J. Illa, my nigga. J1. Mushmouth. Big J. One and only Shorty 140, man. What's good with you looking French Toast, man? It's so good to see you, French Toast. You better fucking show up every goddamn day so I know your ass still alive, goddammit. Special shout out to everybody that's in the VIP chat room on the call lines because they're what we do around this thing, man. Nyla's in the building. Hey, Nyla. Monique, Madam Teacher Lady, what's good with you? I got to give a special shout out to the one and only Queen. Tina Queen is in the building. I know y'all know Tina Queen, right? Everybody that know Tina Queen, give me a one in the chat room if y'all know who Tina Queen is. Bad bitch, man. And I just love the way you articulate. I just got to tell you that because it's actually, I know I heard you before in the past. Okay. You know, I heard you before. But the show you did on High Frequency about the homosexual shit, Tina, you know what I'm saying? When you was like, I forgot what words you kept using. You weren't saying like phase one or agenda two. Damn, it was some other shit you was using. It was something else like, you know, like that's when we go into, you know, phase one or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, go ahead, Monique. What you got? She want to know if she can ask about the dagger of Ajanti. Yeah, let these motherfuckers know that I got the knife. Now turn on the goddamn light. Let them motherfuckers know that. They still don't know who the fuck Don DeColeone is. They still don't fucking get that shit. Let me get cocky real fucking quick around this motherfucker. Let them know I got the fucking knife. Now turn on the goddamn light, motherfucker. That's right. Yep, that's right. Please believe it. Please believe it, motherfuckers. But go ahead, Monique. God damn it. Tell it at the AJ Illa, did you see it? Sweetheart. Did you see it? Like, real talk. Did you see the shit? Like, yo, son. Like, stop. And don't make me go on with that shit. Let's just put this on record on the Chinese Zodiac or whatever, Chinese scopes, whatever the fuck that shit is. I am the year of the dragon. Let's put that on record. Now watch how these self-righteous think they know everything. Like, you heard of she a dragon, Dragos, dragon. You damn right I am, fuck niggas. Now what? You heard right, you know she year of the dragon, 76. You know what I'm saying? The V4 was in the fucking Order of the Dragon on Draco's Dracula fucking NBC series. You know what I'm saying? But, you know. What happened? I mean, come on, Monique. Did you ask the question yet? I'm sorry. You know how these motherfuckers do it. Yeah, I am that. You ain't shit you can do about it either, motherfucker. I'm with Antichrist. What you better watch? You better look at the names in the chat room, motherfucker. You got names. You got Demon in the chat room. What's good with your Demon? You got a motherfucking Lucifer. What's happening? I see you. What's good with you, man? Stray Ghost. The Jowl. Antichrist is the Jowl. Yeah, we do it like that. We don't give a fuck. What you going to do about it? Who you going to tell your mama? Who the fuck you going to tell? Obama? He's on our team. Who you going to run and tell, motherfucker? What you going to tell some other inferior-ass Negroes? Okay, I'm sorry, Monique. Let me stay focused. What, you going to go run and tell a whole bunch of niggas that can't do shit about us? Okay, look, wait, Monique, what you got? How do you use it? How do I use what? I use it many ways, sugar pie. You know what I'm saying? Depending on, you know what I'm saying? It's just depending on what it is, you know? It depends on what it is, what's necessary. The first time, it wasn't the first time, but I will say this. When the vortex opened up in 2003, Monique, I'm going to give you a real truth, okay? When the vortex opened up in 2003, I'll never forget that day. It was like it was yesterday, okay? And I swear the moon looked just like Werewolf in London, like the Werewolf moon. Like the moon had the same type of clouds when Werewolf is about to turn. And I just, I was telling the sisters in my life at this time, and mind you, I don't have any biological, well, sister from same mother, same daddy, but, you know, these chicks. But anyway, I was telling them at the time, okay, the vortex, we already know, we should know, because the bitches I thought I was hanging with is supposed to know the deal about the vortex open up, because, you know, it stays open for a whole year. And mind you, let's put on record that the vortex is still open, because the vortex opened up in 2013, last year in August, okay? So, and it's still open now. That's why we're seeing so much what is considered phenomenons and ice sun and like the three suns that, you know, we took a look at over there in Russia. I think it was Russia or one of them little spots. But, you know what I'm saying? And a hell of a lot more type of shit is coming through and coming in. It's the same thing when the vortex opened. And for the record, we already know that your media was reporting that it was called, I think Fireline can say it better than I can, the whole polar, what's that shit called? The polar something vortex. They are admitting it now that there's about three or four or five vortex that are opening. Okay? Yeah, exactly. But okay, now prior to y'all having information, and not to belittle anybody, of the vortex and all of that, before y'all became YouTube sensationalisms and goddamn Wikipedia fanatics, and not you, Monique, but y'all in general, you know, we were already made aware of the next vortex because we're familiar with the Philadelphia experiment and all this other type of good shit. You know what I'm saying? Of course, they did a movie on it, Hollywood Love, to make a nigga sound crazy. The Invisibility Project, the Rainbow Project, and so forth, where they fucked around, you know, with Von Neumann and all the rest of them scientists, and I was about to say Hitler, but no, it wasn't Hitler, but, you know, my nigga Tesla. I fucking love Tesla, too, for the record, yep. And Nawabian niggas that's listening, go tell everybody I fucking love them. Fucking incredible. Okay, I don't know why I'm in love with extraterrestrials more than I am human beings or earthlings, but I'm just fascinated with them motherfuckers. And I'm going to tell you today, I know I'm getting distracted, but I'm still going to stay on point, Monique. But I'm going to tell you today that I actually overstood Tesla. Prior to that day, you know what I'm saying, you know my old fogey. Everybody know my old fogey, you know, Dr. Thompson. It was Dr. York's personal private doctor and shit like that. And he's also, you know, a Nawabian, you know, the only real Nawabian on the planet for the record. But about a couple of years ago, this motherfucker comes home. And see, I got a problem when niggas spend my money on stupid shit. And he comes home with a fucking Tesla book. And I said to myself, I ain't gonna cut this nigga out for spending money on stupid shit. Right. I said, because maybe I haven't progressed far enough to understand why the fuck he go buy a Tesla book. But remind you now, meaning let's say 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago, just now started to begin to, you know, open up Dr. York books, you know, even though I sell them, reprint them, create them. And all of that, since I haven't done it since I was a little girl, reading his shit, just to bust up people. But this is my first time to actually learn for myself this time, not learning to be knowledgeable so I could bust up people. I had a good time as a teenager doing that. But you tend to forget everything you was learning based off of your ego. So all of that went out the door. But now I was reading Man from Planet Risk. And do you understand that was the first time I actually, it felt like the way he explained Tesla, everything about him, it was like I was right the fuck there in that book. That's when I was like, whoa, and Von Neumann, and what's the other nigga named Einstein and all the rest of them cats, right? Of course, we know they're Venerians, but that's neither here or there. Let me get back on point with you, Monique. The vortex. But this was in 2003. This is real talk. And I said this shit a few times on the show in the past. But you know, I told the sisters, you know what I'm saying, we got to be mindful that now the vortex is August, is August the 12th, 2003. And I told them it's going to be motherfuckers coming out from your past. You know, people that you ain't fucking talked to in years going to find you because they already going to be basically downloaded or possessed and trying to get into your house. You know what I'm saying? And trying to call you, motherfuckers ain't heard. And everything I said was right before, you know what I'm saying, right before, you know, whatever that shit called. The vortex, the, you know what I'm saying, August 12th hit. I might as well, let's say about 3-4 hours before it hit. Or, you know, when the sun appears to set on the 12th. So, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you want to stay focused on that day. So, make a long story short, you know, I was at a sister's house, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, in the same apartment complex where I stay, you know, supposedly she's supposed to know what she's supposed to know. And my children is, like, maybe in the other building, that type of shit. So, motherfuckers start coming out the blue when that vortex opened up. Everything I said, be mindful of your past, because these motherfuckers going to be coming. And because these Meldekians, and a lot of Meldekians actually came through in 2003 through the vortex, Meldekians, absolutely. And a few other type of beings, but it was more Meldekians that came through when that vortex opened up. And you know, and a lot of Vulcans, a lot of beings from the planet Vulcan, if anybody familiar with that, the planet Vulcans, were basically where your vampires and all of them motherfuckers come from, your blood suckers. So, yeah, Dracos and all of that, absolutely. And so, basically, at the end of the day, you know, but, and it was so interesting because I'm on my toes, but the other sisters, you know what I'm saying, they started to confirm what I was saying was right because motherfuckers started coming up, people, motherfuckers popping up at the door on August 12th that year, 2003. Motherfuckers popping up at the door. You know what I'm saying, motherfuckers you ain't seen in goddamn 5 or 10 years, that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? And just knocking at her door and shit, and she would call me or whatever. But make a long story short, here's what happened. I decided to go home because I said something's telling me I need to be with my children. But prior to that, right before I left the house, I called Tierra. Now, 2003, oh, shit, Tierra had to have been, she was born in 93. That's also when the vortex opened, in 93. So Tierra was 10 years old. The rest of my children was younger than her. And I told Tierra, you know, and this is the only one I really can't tell anything to when I'm on that I shit. So I told Tierra, you know what I'm saying, the vortex is open today, and I need you to seal the house. It's all types of shit. It's going to be coming, so we need to protect the home. You know what I'm saying? I said, you know, I just told her vampires, all this other type of shit. And this is me telling my baby, right? So I'm still at her house. So I hear some say, you know, take your ass home. Might have been hours later. So by the time I took my ass home, you know, it might have been like maybe 8, 9 o'clock at night or whatever. Make a long story short, my nigga, you did. I stayed watch, and that was the first time I've actually held my dagger, Monique, and I slept with it. I slept with it on my back like a fucking Egyptian in the sarcophagus. I slept with it. I laid on my back and just protected the front door. We ain't have but one door because we stay in an apartment. Most apartments, you know, got one door. So it went like a back door. So I stayed in the front of the apartment and, you know, did some work or whatever. But that's the first time I actually, you know, used my sword. I actually slept like I was on fucking duty. Now, I know this sounds crazy to a lot of motherfuckers, but Monique asked the question. That was the first time. That was 03. No, let's go back. As a matter of fact, when I first got it, I took it to the ocean. I took it to the waters, and I cleaned it. So that was in February, okay? That was in February of 03. By the time the vortex was open, my sword has already been ready. It has already been washed by the Atlantic Ocean. And as I said prior on the show earlier, I prefer the Atlantic Ocean over any ocean. Any body of water. I don't know why. I mean, I know why, but it ain't like I've been through all the, you know, all the bodies of water is connected anyway. But for some reason, Atlantic Ocean, her and I, and notice I said her and I, we have a very strong connection. She does a lot for me and my family. So now, that was the first time I took it, and I did some work down there in the, you know what I'm saying, in the islands and shit, you feel me, at the Atlantic Ocean. But by the time 2000, you know, that August hit, it was already on my chest when the vortex opened up, August 2003. And the interesting thing about it, but here's the funny shit about it. So, you know, you just wake up the next day and move on about your life or whatever like that, open up your blinds and shit. And I saw a bunch of shit all around my window. I saw a bunch of like powder, some type of yellowish powder type of shit that was, I had two windows in the front living room and two windows in the bedroom, in the apartment. And, of course, you know, it's all that shit was on the windows, and I didn't know what the fuck it was. And this was there for, like, you know, months and months and months and shit. And I finally said, man, what the fuck is this shit in the goddamn window? My baby, Tierra. Tierra said, Mama, remember when you got there, say that vortex opened up and vampires and shit? So we got the garlic out the goddamn refrigerator, out the cabinet and sprinkle that shit all around the goddamn window. So they already goddamn, yeah, they poured goddamn garlic all around the goddamn windows. I ain't know what the fuck it was, that shit was. And I thought it was, I was like, man, what the fuck is that? Is that shit for roaches, rats, or what? But yeah, but that was the very first time. And I've used it many other times, which I will not discuss, you know, on the show. But it certainly wasn't what you see on Dracula, that initiation ceremony. That was given to me by a certain person. It was given to me by a phenomenal person in I think 99. So anyway, moving right along. Y'all ready to get into the, so I hope that helps, you know, Monique. But I actually keep it on my altar. And I take it with me when I get ready to travel. You go to my Facebook page, you'll see my wand on there too. I have a Crystal City wand. It's the Crystal City on top of it. It ain't really on my Facebook page, but you gotta go through my, you know, I got a little, you know, that was given to me too as well. I don't buy shit. Everything is given. Yeah. I don't buy nothing. It's all gifted. It's gifted to me. Anyway, but you know, well, I don't have an altar. Let me change that, on my shrine. You know what I'm saying? So I keep, you know, I got a few shrines around this motherfucker, and because my children don't respect shit. Nobody respect my shrine. You know what I'm talking about? They be like, "Ooh, mama, let me get." You know what I'm saying? They don't understand it. You know everything. You know what I'm saying? My shit is shrined them all day, every day. Say it with my chest. In your fucking face. But that's that though. But you know, so Monique, did you see the Draco part? Did you see the whole Order of the Dragon? And you see my sword? You see my dagger? Oh, you didn't see it? Why you asking me about it? Boo, you need to see that, boo. Go to NBC. Oh, you heard about it? You heard about it on the show today? That's some interesting shit, Jay Iller. He said that shit looked like She-Ra's sword. And I told you, I woke up the other day hearing She-Ra in my fucking head. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, it wasn't playing in my goddamn store, of course, the whole little cartoon or whatever the little, by the powers of the universe, I am. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the fuck. But yeah, but you got to give me a picture. You got to give me a picture of She-Ra's sword. Now, for the record, though, Jay Iller, I've never been a Wonder Woman child. I never been any of them bitches. You know what I'm saying? I never liked none of that shit. My mama did buy me Wonder Woman drawers and all that little stupid shit like that. But that was not my choice. She was in love with that white bitch, whatever the fuck her name was, that played Wonder Woman back in the days, whatever her fucking name was. So she got me a bunch of Wonder Woman shit. But I will tell you this, for the record, if you want to know, Jay Iller, if this turns you on, sugar pie, I had the She-Ra castle. I had the She-Ra fucking horse. I had the She-Ra fucking sword. I had the fucking everything, boo. That was my choice. I just want to put that on record. I was She-Ra out, for real, if that turns you on. If that turns you on. And notice they call that shit She-Ra. You know what I'm talking about? She-Ra. She-Ra. That's some deep-ass shit, right? I still see my little pink goddamn She-Ra house, man. That motherfucker had an elevator and shit. You pull a string and she go up. I still see that shit, but that was my choice. I was all into She-Ra. That was my shit. That Wonder Woman shit. That shit can kick rock. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to call on no fucking ISIS. That's for white women. Help them bitches. Yeah. Oh, for real, Jay Hill, you had the Grey Skull Castle, the Snake Mountain, with the mic. Okay, nigga. You peeped that shit, right, Monique? She-Ra and He-Man. Think about that shit. That's too much, ain't it? That'll hurt some niggas' feelings tonight, won't it? She-Ra and He-Man. Do the math. Somebody do the math on that shit. Some brother with no jealousy. Okay, somebody. She-Ra. Yeah, Monique said she was Ra and he was man. God damn it, the 70s generation. You got to love it. You got to love it. All right, man, let's jump into this nine ball, man. I got to do it my way. Because, first of all, I do want to say that it's going to feel like a repeat because, you know, Babylon, Fireline is newbie because me and Neff was out the other day. But it's going to feel like a repeat, but, you know, ain't nothing like reading this shit over and over again. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't get to my welfare, unemployment. You know what I'm saying? I miss that. You know what I'm saying? And, one thing that I don't do, you want to know what I don't do? I don't go back and listen to the goddamn show. If I miss the show, I don't go back and listen to it. I just create a new show. That one thing you're going to find out about my motherfucking ass. No, I don't go back. I ain't got time for that shit. So we're going to create a new show. All right, so here we go, man, for everybody. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Good. Damn, get this shit popping, man. Anybody want their mics open, come on and speak now or forever hold your dick in your hand. You feel me? Yeah. All right, let's get it. All right, so let's jump this shit off right. Oh, this is going to be good tonight. Packed house and shit. What's happening with you motherfuckers? Don't forget next Thursday, 7 days from now. You already know it. You know who's coming, right? Sophia Stewart, the mother of the Matrix and the Terminator. Coming to set the goddamn record straight last Thursday of the month. Please believe it. And you know, and it's going to be a night show. Yeah, Melchizedek, last Thursday of the month. She's going to be on this bitch. Next Thursday, 7 days from now, she coming to set the record straight. So if y'all got any questions or whatever like that, you know, I already know. If you got any doubts, any, you know what I'm saying, or you want to cheer on, or if you just her biggest fan, you let her know. Call in, show your love to the one and only, Sophia Stewart, mother of the Matrix, 7 days from now. All right? 7 days from now, goddamn. Okay? Let's do it that way. All right, let me bring in 615-424. Your mic is wide open. Come on in. 615-424. All right, baby. You on in. Let's keep it pushing. Yeah, she's very interesting. Yes, she is. Sophia Stewart, Monique. She's fucking incredible. And she shut me up, but I'm still going to ask her the same questions so it can, you know what I'm saying? You know, I didn't want to tell you that when I talked to her for like 2 hours and shit, about 2 weeks ago and shit. You know what I'm saying? She was like, bitch, I'm about to fucking send you all this shit. You know, it's like, bitch, you don't know me. She did shut me up. But, you know, like I said, I'm the type of person, you know, if you give me a beeline to you, I'm going to ask you all the questions that I've been talking about your ass about when you wasn't around. That how Don do it, you know? I ain't that, you know, and I'm accessible. And so is her. Her accessible, too. So I told her every fucking thing. I said, you know, I had doubts. I don't think that shit real. I don't think, you know what I'm saying, you really got your shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Something ain't right. Ooh, woo, and that's what I've been saying, and woo, woo, woo. And she was like, bitch, what's your email address? Then she was like, bitch, what's your email address? Let me slap you aside your fucking head with this shit I got right now. All right. So anyway, wait a minute. Monique bringing up the past. She said not to bring up some old shit, but the one she did with your brother was funny as hell. Yeah. My brother had her on this show. And yeah, I still got a clip. One, I'll play it. As a matter of fact, I should play it when she get on here next week. Just to remind her not to trust that motherfucker. I still got the clip. You know, I clip that. I keep all that shit. I keep shit now. I keep shit. They don't call me that shit for nothing. Still got it. That was on his show. You know, you gotta have that shit. You gotta have it like that. All right, come on, y'all ready? Y'all ready to get into the welfare and unemployment? Let's run it. All right, welfare and unemployment. Let's take our time on this shit. What's good with you, Mr. Dia? 34. Capitalism is an economic system that breeds poverty, and especially for its captives and oppressed. It is the nature of capitalism to produce hardships. Capitalism survives on slavery and war. The American Caucasian could have prevented the welfare state he has created for darker people in the United States of America, but the welfare state is one of his gimmicks that help keep the captive control. When a person is on welfare, the Caucasian feels that he has a right to control that person's life in every way because the person has become a beggar, thereby placing himself or herself at the economic mercy of his or her oppressor. Can I just stop right there, please? I ain't trying to be funny, though. I'm not on welfare. Okay? And I ain't trying to, you know, step on nobody's toes tonight because I prayed before the show came on. So I'm trying to be as humble as possible around this bitch. But, you know, I ain't on welfare. But I swear for God, you want to know what the fuck came through my goddamn mind, what I heard? You want to know what I heard just while I was just reading this shit? I ain't trying to ruffle no feathers, turn no dog collars. I'll read that part again. Okay? I'm reading the shit. I'm telling you exactly what the fuck I heard. Okay? Okay, here we go. When a person is on welfare, the Caucasian feels that he has a right to control that person. Let me stop there. I'll read it again. When a person is on welfare, the Caucasian feels that he has a right to control that person's life in every way. Let me rewind that shit back one more time. When a person is on welfare, the Caucasian feels that he has a right to control that person's life in every way, because the person has become a beggar, thereby placing him or herself at the economic or economic mercy of his or her oppressor. Of his or her oppressor. Let me wind the shit back. One more time. Let's do it one more time. I know you get me. I know you get me, Antichrist. I know you get me. When a person is on welfare, the Caucasian feels that he... let's rewind it back one more time. When a person is on welfare, the man feels that he has a right to control that woman's life in every way. Because that woman has become a beggar, thereby placing herself at the mercy of his ass. That's what I heard. I swear I heard that shit. You heard the same shit. Now, mind you, welfare was created for what gender? What gender, really? What gender? Female, a woman, girls, motherfuckers with pussies. Okay? Now, let's just take the word welfare out. Let's replace that shit with the breadwinner. Rewind. When a woman I swear, this is, I'm fucking this shit up. I know it. When a woman, look at Big Sam, I disagree. Wait a minute. Let me get it out. When a woman, what did it say? Fireliners, are you with me? Are you reading this with me, Fireliners? She was like, rewind to last night's show. I know. That's why I fucking love you. Fireliner says, rewind to last night's show. Hell yeah. God damn it. You already know it because this is what it was created for. And it's the same shit. That's that Monahan shit. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate it. When a woman is dependent, the breadwinner feels that he has a right to control her life in every way because the woman has become a beggar, thereby placing herself at the mercy of her oppressor. That's what the fuck I hear. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. I know. Because, like I said, listen, I was on welfare when I was a teenage mother by way of my mother telling me that's what I need to do. So it's kind of difficult to see some white man at the welfare office saying, oh, okay, Miss Body, you here again? Well, this time, goddamn it, I ain't going to give you but $2 because I'm tired of you motherfucking goddamn woo-woo-woo. And how come your ass ain't never goddamn home? That's fine. All I saw was a whole bunch of black bitches working at the welfare office. So I never actually even, this is me at 15, 16. So I never actually even fathomed that it was some white man shit. I just want to tell you that. I do. I just want to tell you that. But the pros and cons, brothers, if you can overstand, and I'm sure some of your mothers was on that shit, so stop kicking it as if your mama wasn't on no goddamn welfare. And, like, this shit is a distaste of right now. Nigga, your mammy was on welfare. All in favor that your mama was on welfare, give me a one. Your grandmama, be honest. But I will say this, I swear, every nigga that I end up getting with after I got off welfare, I swear I was actually on welfare. I just got to tell you that. I just got to put that on record. I'm only on welfare when I'm with a nigga. You too, Miss Adia? That shit is not, to me, this statement, and I know, I know, brothers, I know it. Just go to bed tonight. Go to bed early. Just get the fuck off the show. Go take your ass to bed. Just take your ass to fucking bed. Go to bed early tonight. See me tomorrow at 12. I know. But I'm just trying to tell you something. I swear for God, and I really fucking mean this shit, that I swear I'm a welfare case when I'm with a nigga. And for some goddamn reason, this motherfucker, it ain't him that's, like I said, let me read again. When a person is on welfare, the Caucasian feels that he has a right to control that person's life in every way because the person, woman, has become a beggar, thereby placing himself or herself at the mercy of his or her oppressor. Let me just go back because I keep jumping over this one word. So let me do it one more time. That one word is because the person has become a beggar, thereby placing himself or herself at the economic mercy of his or her oppressor. Now, I'm going to say this again. I'm on welfare when I'm with a nigga. I just got to put that on record. When I didn't have a nigga, I wasn't on welfare. I wasn't a beggar. I wasn't begging no motherfucking nigga. And I did not put myself at the mercy of no motherfucking, I did not put myself at the economic mercy of this nigga who is now my oppressor. That's what I see firelining. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to me, that's the worst fucking feeling when you are living with your oppressor. Then happen to maybe think that the cracker at the traffic light in his car next to yours could be the fucking Caucasian that Dr. York is goddamn talking about in this shit as far as web that. That's a crock of shit. That's a goddamn lie. I ain't seen this motherfucker yet. But I just wanted to put that on record. I'm actually sharing my innermost, you know what I'm saying, feelings. So I just want to say this. When we get more and more into welfare and unemployment, you know what I'm saying, y'all brothers going to have to be very fucking patient, because when we get down to that part where he says, and the woman feel that she could leave her husband because of the trick of welfare, we ain't got to that part yet, the trick. He said welfare is a trick because he got this bitch thinking that she can leave her husband as long as goddamn welfare there. Well, if you look in the mind for a minute, brothers, if you just travel through the mind of a woman that's tired of being oppressed, we will take that fucking cracker check because he don't give us no smack. He don't give us no smack. He's not really oppressing us. It's you and your fucking money that oppress us. So in other words, let's do it this way. Let's do it like this. Thank you, Big Sav. No bullshit coming with it. No, why we ain't fucking, ain't coming with it. Why you ain't fucking me tonight? Why your ass ain't home tonight? Why the fuck? Okay, all the OGs that's in attendance on the Don Nicole Young Show understand what I'm saying. French Toast, Big Sav. Absolutely. So it's like, we can't, this shit about to have me fucking crying because this is a real serious fucking issue. Why we're driven to leave you and we would be forced to take less. We would prefer to take less caller welfare than to put up with your fucking ass oppressing us over your dead hunky that you fucking bring in this bitch. We would rather do that. He ain't in my house, the Mr. White Man. He was never in my fucking house. So it's kind of like y'all drive us to want to leave you because we don't like the oppression at the fucking house. We're not being oppressed at the welfare office. I'm just telling you that. We're not being oppressed. They ask for simple shit. Social Security, birth certificate, current address, kid's name, if you got any. And we get our fucking money. We don't see them motherfuckers for a whole fucking year. But you motherfuckers, you can't act like them, motherfucker. Why you can't act like them? Why you can't act like them like that? You understand what I'm saying? It's like hell. So that's why I said when I read this shit, that was the first thing I thought. I was like, y'all got to understand, man. Y'all oppress the fuck out of us. That's what y'all got to understand. I ain't saying y'all like y'all, but y'all share this shit with anybody that resembles the fucking shit I'm talking about. Y'all oppress the hell out of us when it comes to your fucking dead hunky. And this is the only problem I have with welfare and unemployment in the nine ball. Because the more we get into it, he's going to talk about how a nigga need to have a job and all this type of shit and make sure that the bitch stay at home. Now, if you ever get a chance, brothers, to stop thinking while I'm talking, gather a group of bitches. Don't think while they talk, but just listen to what they're saying, and we all say the same shit, that we would rather ask the white man for a dollar and some fruity fucking pebbles and some peanut butter, Wick, and some goddamn milk before we ask your bitch ass, and a house to stay. Now, I'll tell you the beauty thing about welfare, because I've been listening, you know, to the show the other day while I, you know what I'm saying, supposed to been doing what I supposed to did. Nobody mentioned Section 8. I don't remember. Maybe I did. But let me explain something. This is the way Section 8 work on welfare, okay? They give you a voucher. Let me explain it better than Babylon, Don, Dan, Fairliners. Let me do it. They give you a voucher. That voucher is the amount, okay, is the amount that you're going to fucking spend. Let's call that a check, and let's call that house hunting. Hello? So Mr. White Man will give you a voucher, and you go find your own goddamn house. Yes or no? Ain't that the way it work? Ain't that the way it work? He doesn't say, I ain't ready yet. Oh, I think we need to stay where the fuck we at. I think you need to stay where you at. You can move any fucking time you fucking feel like it. Do you understand? You can get in a fucking house, what's the day? Friday, and change your fucking mind Tuesday and go house hunting Wednesday, and Mr. White Man wouldn't give a fuck. You could goddamn flip houses, go in and out of that shit all day fucking long as it's the amount of your fucking voucher. Okay? Am I right or am I fucking wrong? But you fucking niggas, you breadwinning ass oppressor, just like this cracker he talking about. We say, honey, we're tired of this area. I need to move. We need a bigger place. Let's not forget that more children you have, you get an extra bedroom from Mr. White Man. But you got to argue with the nigga you done had three babies by, and y'all in goddamn one fucking bedroom, that it's time to fucking move, and he can't do it. It's time for a yard, nigga. It's time to move to somewhere better. He got 1,000 fucking excuses. So do you understand, my Negro brothers today, that we would rather get a check from his ass, that man, you know the one, Caucasian, and he don't fuck with us. He let us drive and look and house hunt and do all that shit with no fucking interference. And all we do is come back like, I found the house. I found the fucking house. That's all we do. And we move in. Y'all make it where we have no fucking choice but to go to that motherfucker. You niggas make it that way. Because it's no stress. We have another child. We get an extra room added to the fucking house. Yes or no? We get to move instantly, immediately. But with your fucking bread money, we got to argue. You got to tell me, be patient. And then I say, when? And you say, well, give me a year. And I'll be ready, and we can move and get us in the house. Now, Section 8, they say on those waiting lists, your name is on the list, let's say January the 1st, but guess what? So you wait patiently January the fucking 1st all the way to January the 1st of next year, and guess what? Your name done came up. Your number done came up. But with this nigga, you done waited 365 days. It's January the 1st the next goddamn year. And you say, honey, remember you said it's January the 1st? Remember you said next year, 365 days? Well, here's the day. It's time. Let's go. I want a new house. He ain't ready again. But Mr. White Man, it seemed like he tend to be man of his goddamn word. How the fuck did cracker man of his word? I'm waiting a whole goddamn 365 day, I get a call or a letter in the mail saying, come to the goddamn interview. It's time for your shit to get up. It's time for you to get your house, bitch. It's time. Now, all we need, we don't ask for much, Social Security, birth certificates. That's all we ask. Here's your voucher. Go shop for your house. Think about that shit, you motherfuckers. So now we got to really find out how the fuck did we really start going to fucking welfare. We get our food, we get our money, we get our house, we get our light bill, we get all that shit taken care of, and WIC, and a whole bunch of shit. With no fucking problem. So anyway, I just want to share that. That oppressor, to me, is more like, you know, the men that I've been with. You know what I'm saying? That's worse than welfare. When I was on welfare, let me tell you something. When I was on welfare, I sold food out my damn house with the goddamn food stamp money. Okay? Now, before that, I'm married. My nigga making about 5 G's a week in the 90s. Okay? I want to goddamn sell food out the damn house so I can make a little money for myself. I couldn't fucking do this shit. He ain't want me motherfucking making no goddamn money. Now, according to welfare, what they tell you, you can't make a certain amount of money and we going to kick you out. But according to your fucking relationship, your nigga don't even want you making none. Yes or fucking no. Yes or fucking no. Think about this shit. Think about this shit. Yes, the fuck, it's the same goddamn shit. Same motherfucking shit. So I tell you what, because, nigga, you in my face all the time. That cracker ain't. I can lie to that motherfucker because he ain't in my house. I can tell that motherfucker I still ain't got a dollar. But, nigga, you fucking with me over goddamn a dollar. So it's like he is a ghost. Caucasian 6 Ether is a ghost. We don't see him. He don't see us. Perfect life. He don't scare me. I don't scare him. But, nigga, you in my house, in my life, we living together, you scare me. And I scare you. You scare me because you don't want me doing shit. And I scare you if I do something. That's all I got to say. Let's continue. Oh, look at the lines done lit up around this beach here. Come on in, 313-433. Give me a mic check.
Mic check. 1-2-1-2. What is this?
What's good with you, baby? How you doing?
I'm doing well, Donna. I'd like to apologize for our oppressive ways.
You the first, sweetheart. Thank you. That's all we just apologize. Come on, give me a hug. Give me hug time.
That's right.
That should be the truth, though, man. So we got it hard, you know, in regards to where we going. Do we just wait on you or just deal with him that really don't exist in our life and won't give us no headache? But what you got? What else you got? And I said,
what I got is a situation happened up, came up here at the little spot I work at, right?
Mm-hmm.
A young boy, 13 years old, come running down the street with no coat on in 7-degree weather.
Mm-hmm.
And he done ran from the home because his wife done jumped on him. The mother.
Mm-hmm. Not like my son. He ain't got no coat on in 7-degree weather right now. But go ahead.
Well, no, he's in somebody's house right about now, so he's cool.
Well, I'm sure mine is too. But go ahead.
Oh no, I called his mother. Mother came and got him. You know what I'm saying? But that was what else was going on in my life outside of that? None. Chilling, trying to get it in. So you know,
badass 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, pretty much.
What did mama say when you talked to her?
She got 6 children. He's the oldest, he's the only son. So she got
he's the only son.
His father died last year. You know what I'm saying? But sickly before he passed away. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to work through her thing and take care of him. He came in here with nice shoes on, better shoes than me, Nick. But you know, you can tell he took care of. But you know, as that
he ran out of the house and forgot his coat.
Well. I guess the way she had spoke on it was he was gonna do. She did one of her jiu-jitsu moves, and he knew where that was going, so he can't do that. So he got the fuck up out of there. You know, she was about to really fuck him up, so he went ahead and ran up out of there, you know. So, you know, he was a little disrespectful. She felt he shouldn't have threw his hands up to knock her hands off of him. So, you know. And then, you know, I was thinking how that generation gap happens with parents and children. It's like, once the child is a baby or still in the adolescent age, it don't be no generation gap there. But soon as they reach 12, 13, 14, that's where the generation gaps come with the parents to the child.
Mm-hmm.
That's me, you know. But I told the sister, you know, you're doing a great job. Honor to the black woman, the black mother. You know what I'm saying? But we got a lot of shit against us in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But, hey, it is what it is. You know. Got to get the mind right and the body to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard out here.
Yeah, indeed.
These children.
Indeed. And then she was speaking on how, you know, they make it to where you can't even discipline your children without the threat of going to jail. Because this little motherfucker can go to school. My mama be on me. And then they call him DPS and shit.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. So I felt her. You know, so only thing I could suggest, I said, instead of going taking them home and beat them, because, you know, that's what she really wanted to do, take them back home and beat them. I said, just hug them and talk real harsh in his ear.
Boys get immune to ass whippings from their mamas, though.
Yeah.
They'll never be immune from one from their daddy.
Yeah.
They get immune. They get immune.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That shit. Yeah, that shit don't work.
Yeah, well,
okay,
we got a tough one.
Huh?
No, I'm saying he's going to have a little tough one because his father passed. Then his uncle just got killed. So the man's in his life is actually exit. And his grandfather don't even want to fuck with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Well,
get it.
Now, is that the grandfather on the daddy's side or the mama's side?
Yeah, that's the grandfather on the daddy's side.
See, that's always
different
anyway. Yeah, the granddaddy's on daddy's side is different from granddaddy's on mama's side.
Yeah.
That's always different.
No, the little motherfucker stole $1,000 from him.
Yeah, I understand.
That's why
it's different. Yeah. I mean, it's not a, you know, it's just not more of a connection. You can rob him, you know. You know what I mean? It's not really a connection. That was her daddy's mother, his daddy's mother, his mother's daddy. It'd be a little bit different.
Oh, word.
It's just always like that for some reason. Sometimes it's better on both sides, but in most cases, you know, the dad is daddy. Sheesh.
What is the black reason?
Okay, so let me read that part one more time. When a person is on welfare, a woman, of course, you know what I'm saying? She's in a relationship with an oppressor. He feels that he has the right to control her life in every way because the person has become a beggar, thereby placing himself or herself at the economic or the economic mercy of his or her oppressor. Check it now. In other words, the person has become completely dependent on the enemy who wanted to see his captive in that position in the first place. In other words, The person has become completely dependent on the enemy who wanted to see his captive in that position in the first place. Now, let me say something. Now, it's a two-way street in this situation, because I noticed that when women can also become an oppressor to a nigga who's unemployed. Am I right or wrong? She actually becomes the oppressor as well, because she wants to see him captive as well. And I've seen that take place in a few bitches' lives that I know personally. You know what I'm saying? Just so that they can feel that they have more power. It's something about that dead hunky to any Negro, male or female. It do something to that person if, in fact, they don't see each other as equal. Because I noticed that when a woman starts making money, she feels empowered, right? When a man controls the money, he stays in power. Now, notice I said she feels in power. But when she starts to become more powerful than him, and it's that dead hunky, ain't shit else, for the record. It's just that dead hunky. How many dead hunkies a motherfucker can bring in? And who bring in the most dead hunky? But in the wrong relationship, in this case, the relationship, in this case right here, I always see it as one is the captive and the other one is the oppressor. That's all I see. I can't just not just stay on the topic of government welfare, because, like I said, if you ain't never been a woman that has been in a relationship with a nigga and she became a beggar, she is at the mercy, the economic mercy of him, of her oppressor. And vice versa with any nigga who is not making any money. He do become the beggar to her. And if this is true, and I know it's true, that they are basically, one is the oppressor and the other one is a beggar, which means that one is the enemy, like it says. In other words, the person has become completely dependent on the enemy who wanted to see his or her captive in that position in the first place. Because I ain't trying to be funny, though. It's just, to me, it's more of a relationship issue with the welfare, with this first paragraph. It's a relationship problem. You know what I'm saying? It's us. It ain't the Mr. Caucasian. He got it set up. Well, we don't have to see that nigga. I've not explained how good that shit is with him. You know what I'm saying? And even if the black man takes his ass to the Caucasian to get a job, he still comes back as the oppressor. If this bitch takes her ass to him and get welfare, she will still come back home as the oppressor if he ain't doing shit. If she goes and get a job and he at home, she gonna still come back as the oppressor, because these two motherfuckers don't need to be together. This is why I left the niggas I was with. I don't think it should be like that. You know what I'm saying? If if your money is my money is your money, then when I say let's move, you say fine. That's all I'm saying. If I say I want a whole bunch of fruit and pebbles, you say go get it. It just shouldn't be an issue. You know what I'm saying? Because mind you, welfare takes care of you monetarily. They feed you, clothe you, and put roof over your fucking head. And you get medical benefits, too, for the record. You and your children. The nigga got it good. That cracker got it set up so fucking good that this bitch don't ever have to see his ass. She sees a bunch of women that work for him. I just want to put that on record. And the only men most likely that she has to fuck with on that when she goes to the welfare is the black man, hello, that owns the fucking houses, hello, that is registered on Section 8. okay? So she got to go to another black man who decides to flip houses and put them up to Section 8. But her nigga can't give her that. Do you understand? So we're running not just to the white man, but there's another black man that says, I got three houses you could choose from with Mr. White Man's check in your hand called Section 8 voucher. So it's just a lot to think about. I just want y'all to think about that shit. You know what I'm saying? I just want y'all to fucking really understand that this shit is not to, I just had to talk about it because don't you ever fucking think that a bitch is wrong on welfare. Any woman is wrong for being on welfare. She doing this shit with no stress. No stress. And I will say that we would prefer a nigga to come over in our Section 8 house and we could cook him some goddamn EBT food and we fuck and he take his ass home after we finna eat. My shit, my house, my light bill, my shit, great relationship. And when I'm ready to move, I say, boo, I'm about to move. My nigga say, okay. I say, I'm going to call you so you can motherfucker goddamn get the fucking U-Haul truck and help me move. Okay, fine. Move me into a new 6-8 house and get all my food out of the refrigerator and put in goddamn plastic bags and boxes and put this shit on the goddamn truck, too. And he just moved my shit on. A nigga we just fucking that don't live there. That's a big difference. I'm just saying. I'm just showing you it's a big difference. 35.
You'll lock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Don, the Cody Martin Show.
Oh, yeah. Y'all already know what time it is. The moment that you've been waiting for. The one that you've been waiting to hear. The one that calls the call, that calls the effect. Put your hands together. For the baddest bitch in hell cologne. Don Nicole.
Cologne. I'm in the love of the all, and all love is in me. I am a part of the all, and the all is a part of me. I am one with the all, and the all is one with me. I can succeed as a part of the all and fail as an individual. I can be all that I wish in the all, as long as my wish is to stay in the all. I'm never alone. The all is, I am. The all can, I can. The all does, I do. Cologne.
Don DeColeon Show. Hope y'all enjoyed that first hour, man. That's the nine ball dated January 23rd, 2014, behind the nine ball with Don DeColeon. Count three, welfare and unemployment. Welfare, bitch. Anyway, so I hope y'all enjoyed that first hour, though. Special shout-out to everybody on the call lines. Call-in numbers 425-569-5274. God damn it. Don't forget to go to myfamilymobile.com just in case you might need a new service provider to let you in. Chop it up with Don DeColeon and also Nefertiti, everybody on this motherfucker, man, WGAG Radio, because it's official. Great day to all my peoples over there in the after party, man. That's our 24-hour voice-activated chat room. You better believe it, baby. It's on PowTalk.com. Type in the search, PowTalk.com, download that bitch or install it on the phone, on your app, that type of thing, and type in the search, the after party. That's where we at. That's where we be. You can find us in the A. So great day, everybody over there in the after party, man. One time for my man, Bingy G. Great day, Mr. Bingy. Hope all is well with you, man. Special shout out to the one and only She Dot Mechanic in the building. One time for my man, Focus 720. Great day, Mr. Focus. Hope all is well with you, man, and them babies and them grown-ass men you got now. One time for my lady, Miss Hudson. Hope all is well with you, baby. Mush Miles, where you been, nigga? Mush, where you been, nigga? Where you been at, nigga? Mush, you don't play with us no more, man. Just drop links and get the hell on. But great day to you, Mush Miles. Nick back. What's good with you? Focus. Focus. Got to focus, focus. What my boy is doing. Great day, Nick Bat. The Vulture Goddess is in the building. Got to show some love to Sister Zena. What up, Zena? Where you at, baby? Special shout out to all my peoples over there in Lockdown Radio. That's on YouTube. Subscribe. Hit the bell button. Click all on that bell button. You'll be notified when WGAG Radio go live over there on Lockdown Radio again. Great day, Boss Lady. Boss Lady, young, black, and ambitious is in the building, man. Everybody over there, throw some ones in that chat room. I'll show y'all niggas some love. Shout it, man. You know how I do it around here. Well, I'm going to run this shit real quick because I ain't got but, I think I got 2 hours with you motherfuckers right now. Yep, hour and 47 minutes. Nope, two. Less than an hour. 2 hours, I think. Yeah, 2 hours. Got an hour and 47 minutes with you guys. So, woo! Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this? You got an ODU professor wants to normalize pedophilia and use terminology as minor attracted person. Yeah, you know it was coming. You know it was coming. You know it was coming. Ain't that what I was telling these motherfuckers many, many moons ago. Many, 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 many moons ago. What I was telling these motherfuckers in the bed. When y'all accepted that homosexuality, that tranny shit, what I say, that fucking pedophilia is coming up next. When they got you dumbass motherfuckers saying shit like, oh, it's okay, you can love who you want to love. I said, that shit getting them motherfuckers ready. They're getting your dumbass ready for that pedophilia ass shit. But no, but no, but no, right? No, they've been doing this shit even on TED Talk. They got fucking female psychologists, whatever the fuck you want to call it, standing up for pedophilias and explaining that it's not a sickness and all that shit, all that goddamn crazy shit. It's also in the new goddamn psychology goddamn book. Knew it was coming. Knew it was goddamn coming. And they keep dropping the goddamn age in certain certain states, you know what I'm saying, so they can continue to fuck kids, okay? But anyway, so ODU professor wants to normalize pedophilia and use the terminology, oh, that's just a minor attracted person. A minor attracted person. Old Dominion University students have launched a petition to remove a female-to-male trans professor who promotes legalizing pedophilia, Dr. Alan Walker, who teaches sociology and criminal justice at ODU, Old Dominion University. He sparked outrage by changing the terminology pedophilia to MAP, MAPS, Minor Attracted Persons. In a book titled A Long Dark Shadow, Minor Attracted People and Their Pursuit of Dignity, Walker urges that minor attracted people are simply misunderstood. Did what he say? A lot of people, when they hear the term pedophile, they automatically assume that it means a sex offender, and that isn't true. And it leads to a lot of misconceptions about attraction towards minors. Yeah, be attracted to your own fucking kids. Leave everybody else's kids alone. How about that? You know what I'm saying? How about that? Like, have some kids and fuck your own, okay? A lot of people, when they hear the term pedophilia, they automatically assume that it means a sex offender, and that isn't true, and it leads to a lot of misconceptions about attractions towards minors. Walker continued, from my perspective, there is no morality or immorality attached to attraction to anyone because no one can control who they attracted to at all. Doesn't that sound like the narrative of the LGBT? Ain't that what they said? Ain't that what everybody was saying? You can't help who you attracted to. Remember, they had all these dumbass motherfuckers. You got them black-ass bitches falling for that damn term, got you saying that damn sentence. You can't help who you attracted to. You can't help who the fuck you love. You can't help all that fucking shit. Fell for it. There it is, right there. Let me read it again. From my perspective, there is no morality or immorality attached to attraction to anyone because no one can control who they attracted to at all. In other words, it's not who we're attracted to that's either okay or not okay. It's our behaviors in responding to that attraction that are either okay or not okay. It's that shit right there. Old Dominion University administration responded by distancing itself from this professor by the name of Alan Walker's comment, but stopped short of removing the professor. Alumni are outraged at the school's response to the controversy. These are children, by the way. Give a fuck, university. That's still somebody's child in that bitch. Remove Dr. Alan Walker. MAPS pedophilia activist from Old Dominion University. So they done signed petitions and all that shit. A change.org petition call for the school to remove Walker has garnered nearly 3,000 signatures. Micaiah Everett, an ODU alumnus, said she was disgusted by ODU's decision, the university's decision for this shit. You see this, P-Funk? We do not need to change the terminology for pedophiles. That's what she said. We ain't changing that shit to no goddamn MAP. What does it mean, a minor attractive person? You're a pedophile, bitch. She says, I am disgusted at their response to protect someone that is an advocate for pedophiles and affiliated with the organization Prostatia, a pedophilia advocate group under the guise of a children protection organization. You hear this shit, Nick Beck? I got to talk to somebody who ain't got no children because that should be rolling over y'all motherfucking heads, man. That should be going over goddamn people with kids' heads. Did you hear this shit? There is an organization called Prostatia, and what it is a group of pedophiles under the guise of a child protection organization. You hear this shit in a bit? You hear it, don't you? See this? Dr. Walker has crossed the line and has dressed it up in an academic jargon. I probably need to refresh because I don't see something. It's an empty box in my presence. Walker reacted to the outrage by saying, I want to be clear, child sexual abuse is an inexcusable fucking crime. Walker, who has interviewed child victims as part of a research, said, as an assistant professor of sociology and criminal justice, the goal of my research is to prevent crime. I embarked on this research in hopes of gaining understanding of a group that previously has not been studied in order to identify ways to protect children. For real, for real. And the only way you can protect a child, it has to be yours. Parents have to protect their children. You know what I'm saying? You cannot think that anybody else can protect your babies. You have to protect your own fucking kids. So you got all these bootleg, fake-ass organizations and shit talking about got words like child protection services, CPS. Shit, get the fuck out of here. You better protect your own goddamn babies. Yeah. So it's coming, man, and the school did not, they distanced themselves, but, great day, Patrice, they distanced themselves, but they still have, how do you call it? She doc, they still have the professor there. know what I'm saying? And this nigga wearing rainbow glasses and shit. Too bad I'm on the other computer. I would show it to y'all. Well, I could, actually. I could show it to, to the after part. I don't feel like showing the shit on YouTube. I have to get my ass up and do that. But anyway, man. Woo. Well, protect the children. Protect the children. They're about to change the guy. They're about to fucking tell you, man, you better go study this shit. They're about to change this shit. Pedophilia will be legalized and normalized. You'll see. Knew it was coming. LGBTQP. It's coming. It's coming. And you know them old drag-ass white men, right? Knowing damn well they pedophiles showing up in goddamn elementary kindergarten class with a dress on, with their dick just showing in front of the kids talking about story time. You know they pedophiles. You know these goddamn, you know that, right? Dressing up as somebody's fucking mama, but you got a dick. And you showing your dick, pretending you some goddamn crazy-ass white woman reading a fucking sick-ass storybook to the fucking kids in public school. See this shit? Whew, man, the shit that goddamn... Ain't no way in hell. Ain't no way in motherfucking hell. No fucking way. Then kind of find out that the majority of the pedophiles, right, they were fucking judges, girl. Judges doing storybook time and dressing up like bitches with their dick out, going to a motherfucking elementary school reading. And boom, they found what these judges is found with child pornography all on their fucking computers. Come on, man. Anytime anybody interested in your child, in children, something is fucking wrong with them. I don't give a shit. Something is fucking wrong. They got something wrong upstairs. That's how I see that shit. Something wrong, baby. Something wrong. But yeah, that's it, man. So, you know, what is it called again? And mind you, this is a female to male transgender professor. I missed that part. She died. This motherfucker is a female to male trans professor who promotes legalizing pedophilia. This bitch walking around with a fake ass dick want to fuck some kids or some girls. I have no idea what the fuck this sick ass white bitch want to do. This is a female to male professor. But again, that's LGBT, that is a fucking pedophile. See that shit? Told y'all that shit. Them motherfucking pedophiles, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. LGBTQ are all P's. Tell them I said it. Are all fucking P's. This bitch is a female to male trans. What? It's a T. It's a fucking T. It's a T. It's a T. That is a P. Man, I'm always fucking right. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I'm always right about this shit. About saying, what you spoke about, baby? You just spoke about this. Let me see, P-Funk. Let me think about this. All right, the organization that they have, let me find a lady that's been investigating their ass on these criminal sick-ass behaviors. Let me find it. Okay, it's called Prostasia. She says, I'm disgusted at their response to protect someone that is an advocate for pedophiles and affiliated with the organization Prostatia, a pedophile advocate group under the guise of a children protection organization. Okay? Prostatia. So keep an eye on them motherfuckers just in case. Prostatia. Got it? It is a... It's a pedophile group. It's pedophiles that are affiliated with the organization Prostatia. And it's a pedophile advocate group under the guise of a children protection organization. So there's an organization named Prostatia, but they're pedophiles, and they under the guise of what they do is protect children. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them, that's be their foundation. You know what I'm saying? No, nigga, protect your own fucking kids. But they ain't going to do that. They don't have children. They want yours. They want to act like your kids need to be protected. So put them in this organization and we'll protect them. Shit, you believe that bullshit if you want to. They got so many organizations around the kids. That shit scare the hell out of me. It do. That shit scare me. You know what I'm talking about? You know, shit. Protect your children, man, till they get about 20, 21, 18, 21, 21, 25, 30, 35, 40. Keep protecting the little motherfuckers. Stay on their ass, shawty. You hear me? Make sure these motherfuckers ain't boys with sick ass shit here. Yeah, Prostatia. P-Funk. Boss Lady says, we have President Barack Obama to thank for putting the gay community agenda propaganda into the forefront. Thank you, Obama. Well, honey, if Negroes only knew what that man really is, if Negroes only knew that nigga all for that shit, if they only knew, if they only fucking knew who Obama really the fuck is, that's one of the reasons why they snatched down Don DeColeon TV. It's because of all that shit I had on Obama. And they banned my ass for 90 days on Facebook because the shit I had on Obama dealing with children. Things I had on that motherfucker. Hey. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, yep, and y'all already know what Mark Zuckerberg into, shawty. Mark Zuckerberg even said on some of his goddamn social media accounts that when he went to, and you notice they ain't checking this nigga about this. They ain't checking Mark Zuckerberg. They asked everybody. They even asked Bill Gates about his association with, what's the guy that had the island? What's the white guy that he so-called killed himself in prison that was had drugged all them kids and they everybody flew in with his Lolita Express and he got a law book of everybody from Beyonce to Chris Tucker to goddamn all white people and shit. What's that guy named Jeffrey? Yeah, they asked Jeffrey Epstein. They asked even Bill Gates, his affiliation with Jeffrey Epstein, but they ain't asked Mark Zuckerberg, okay? Mark Zuckerberg said it out his own fucking mouth on his fucking social media page that he, the first time he went there, it didn't feel right. You know what I'm saying? He said something like it didn't feel right, right? He said some shit like, the kids didn't want to, or some shit. But then when we drugged the children, it felt better. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that he was telling his little close friends and in the group and shit. One of them goddamn went and fucking goddamn made that shit public. Yeah, and he loved going there. But they don't. They didn't ask Mark Zuckerberg about his affiliation with Jeffrey Epstein. And, yeah, and you notice that it's a whole list that they put out. But for some reason, Mark's name ain't on that damn list. I remember seeing that list, like, damn, this 60 to 70, 80 motherfuckers. But that's just, maybe I didn't look good. But Mark even claims he was there so many times and telling all his friends how, you know, it's okay once you drug the little motherfucking kids. They got something on all them motherfuckers, you feel me? And everything is quiet now. Quiet because you got goddamn somebody you believe is president running this bitch today. All this shit is quiet than a motherfucker. But anyway. Woo! Well, girl, oh, my God, Chico DeBarge arrested on drug charges again. What's so interesting is when I was reading the professor shit, the male trans white professor bitch that's for pedophilia, I swear to God, the DeBarge boys popped in my fucking head. And, you know, the daddy fucked every last one of them boys. Did you know that P-Funk? The daddy fucked every last one of his sons, the DeBarge. Yeah. And to be honest with you, I don't even think Chico DeBarge really need to be arrested on drug charges. That nigga is using drugs to numb what the fuck was happening to him regarding his father. You know what I'm saying? Fucking him. They ain't been right ever since. You hear me? Yeah. Nick Beck, did you know that? She Doc, did you know that? Yeah. Yeah, the daddy was fucking every last one of them boys. Yep. Sure did. Sure was. Yep. And a lot of them are trouble as fuck trying to cope with that shit. That shit stay with your ass. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand that shit. That shit stay with you. That shit stay with you, man. Yeah. Yeah, man, this shit, sad. It's a motherfucker. But anyway, yeah, so, yeah, he done popped up, you know. But they shouldn't even arrest this motherfucker on drug charges. This motherfucker's trying to cope. You know what I'm saying? Don't know how to deal with this shit. That, since they were kids, girl. When them motherfuckers was making them damn songs, he was still fucking his boys. You hear me? He was still fucking his son. Man, what the fuck is this shit? I still don't understand how the fuck you can fuck a boy. I don't get that shit. And just, I mean, I just don't get it. Every last one of them, and they kept it from their mom and each other. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, this is fucking retarded. Yeah, it's fucking retarded. You think the mom knew? Do you think, like, you think they said the mom knew, or you actually literally intuitive think the mom knew? Which one, Nick Bet? What up, Zena? Really, Zena? She said, Mushmouth said, one day, by the time you grown, you should be over it. Get the fuck out of here. You ain't never over that shit. You sound, much might sound like a goddamn bona fide pedophile, Zena. Much sound like a bona fide pedophile. At a time you old, get grown. Ain't nobody grown, motherfucker. Don't you know shit like that'll stunt your growth? You know what I'm saying? That's a groove in your subconscious that will constantly come up. I'm not even talking to this nigga. He's a pedophile. He's a bona fide pedophile. But that shit pops up My mama born in 1949. Here it is 2021. That shit that happened to her still pops up. The grooves. Get the fuck out of here. Bitch 70-something years old still has to fight that shit. Minding her damn business and all of a goddamn sudden what happened to her multiple fucking times. Fuck her whole day up. Fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck out of here. That shit. Yeah, man. That shit haunts you. It haunts you. It haunts you. You know what I'm saying? That shit haunting. That shit, there's a motherfucker. So, anyway, but, you know, hey. Must sound like a bona fide pedophile with that goddamn statement. You should get over it by the time you go. No, the fuck you don't. No, the fuck you don't. I be minding my business and I yell out every motherfucker that did it to me. I hate them. As soon as that shit pops up, I hate your motherfucking ass. Still hate you to this fucking day. Yep. Fucking up my goddamn. Here I am, 45 years old, minding my business, playing a video game, smoking a goddamn cigarette on the fucking treadmill simultaneously, and that shit pops up in my fucking head, and I got to fucking say, I hate your motherfucking ass. Fucking hate you. That's a motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. Minding your goddamn business, that shit just come right up. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Which is why I made sure that, goddamn, at least, see, that protecting your babies is a motherfucker. You hear me? That way, that won't fuck they damn 40s and 30s and 20s and 50s and 60s and 70s up. At least that is the worst shit there. Okay? That is the worst shit. Do you hear me? Out of everything that a person been through, if that didn't happen to them, if that didn't happen to them, they wouldn't have bad memories. You know what I'm saying? Maybe regret some damn well, or guilt some damn well, but that part there, that shit is. It ain't a day go by I try to fight that shit, Zena. It ain't a day go by, but at least my children don't have to do that shit, don't have to have a fucked up day because of that. You know what I'm saying? A fucked up moment to try to fight that. But that's a motherfucker. That is a motherfucker there. So, you know what I'm saying? Shit. I don't want nobody going through that and then getting older with children and still have to have the moments where, oh, that shit hit your ass. I wouldn't put that even on my worst enemy. You know what I'm saying? That somebody fucked them up as a child like that. I wouldn't dare. That is the worst right there. That shit worse than death, because you got to live with that shit. And you got to see that bastard face. You got to see however many of them it is, if it was multiple ones or multiple times. You know what I'm saying? And you know a child don't forget shit. You know what I'm saying? I fuck around and forgot what the fuck I did yesterday if you ask me. But as a child, you don't forget a goddamn thing. You hear me? You don't even forget the first time you fell off the bike. I knew exactly what house I was in, what street I lived on, how I fell off the bike, what I was fucking wearing, when I goddamn scuffed my fucking goddamn knees up and it was bleeding I still remember that shit. You don't forget shit as a fucking child. I wake up with bruises right the fuck now and don't know how the fuck I get the shit. How the fuck I got a bruise on my goddamn leg. I can't even tell you. But that childhood shit, shout at, you don't forget nothing. You hear me? You don't forget nothing that has happened to you. You don't even forget your most excited day, the day that made your motherfucker, the happiness day of your life as a child. You don't forget none of that shit. As an adult, you don't even know if you had a happy day last week. You don't even remember but as a child, you don't forget shit. And remember, as an adult, You know what I'm saying? As in the mind book, you lose a 100 goddamn thousand fucking brain cells. You lose 100,000 brain cells when you get to the age 30 to 35 and shit, motherfucker. But look, but that childhood memory stays. It fucking stays. You hear me? Childhood memory stays. You hear me? God damn, you don't forget that shit. Your favorite toy, you still know that shit. Your next favorite toy, you still know that shit. When you become adult, you can't even goddamn remember every motherfucker you done slept with. But you remember your childhood. You remember your motherfuckers. You remember everything about that shit. That's why you have to protect the child. You have to protect these babies. Protect them by teaching them. Protect them by teaching them all that's out here in this fucking world, how sick motherfuckers is, from family to neighbors to teachers to friends to your friends, to your friend, mama and daddy. Don't trust them motherfuckers. Don't trust your friends, brothers and sisters. Don't trust no goddamn, but you have to teach them that type of shit. Trust no one. Trust no motherfucking body. Disrespect them. Don't trust them. Do not believe in them. That's what I taught my children. Disrespect them. You understand? Do not be afraid of these motherfuckers. And don't ever let them tell you don't tell no goddamn body. When they tell you that, I warn them on all how molesters and pedophiles come at them. Because I didn't know that they come at them with don't tell nobody. Or I'm going to do something. If you tell your mama, if you did. So I told them all that shit. I told them how the fuck they'll come at your ass. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody put fear in you. Told them that shit. You put fear in their ass. You put fear in these old sick fucks. Don't respect man motherfucker. And whatever they say to you, you tell it. I already gave my heads up. Gave mine that shit. I don't believe, no, that you respect authority if you want to. All the rest of these dumbass motherfuckers telling their children they respect authority, they'll have that damn child face down, ass the fuck up. I don't play that shit. You respect no fucking body. Gave it to them when they were young, knee high, all the way up. Had to. Because I know what the fuck world we in. I know what planet we on. I know what type of sick fucks walk the earth. And that's the first thing. I told them about all the sick motherfuckers that walk the earth. The sick-minded motherfuckers and how they going to come at them. How they'll come at your ass. Don't fall for it because they make you laugh. Because they funny. You think you like somebody because they funny. Don't fall for that. They'll hurt your fucking feelings. They'll fuck your whole goddamn life up. Don't trust no goddamn body, boss lady. Boss lady said, I teach mine the same thing. My mom did the same for me and my siblings. Yeah, she did the same, like gave y'all a heads up and shit, told it all. Yeah. Yeah, got to. Got to. Got to. You know what I'm saying? I tell them how their dad is a fucking rapist. I tell them all that shit. I tell them. Tell them every fucking thing. Give a fuck. You like it or not, motherfucker, but you need to know. You need to know. Trust no goddamn body. Tell all mine that shit. When you don't want shit to happen to your babies, you have to tell them every fucking thing that has happened to the world or to yourself or to other motherfuckers. Yeah, well, that is the world, other people other than you. But you also say it. You know what I'm saying? You say it. You got to let them know. Got to let them know you are the news. You are the fucking news. And you have to give it to them. Mm-hmm. Shit, you live long enough to figure all this shit out. So by the time you have children, you better get it all out to their motherfucking air. Yep. Because that's the worst shit that could ever happen. Only thing my children got a problem with me about, me beating their ass for something they didn't do. And I'm so thankful. Then something else happening to them. You know what I'm saying? I'm so glad they like, remember you beat my ass for something I didn't do. You remember that? You remember you butt me aside the head with a water bottle? You remember you beat my ass over this? Yeah, that's good. I'll take that. Then letting something happen to you and you blame me for it because I wasn't there to protect you. Because you didn't know. So my babies know. I protect them by teaching them. Telling them about these motherfuckers. And I'm so glad, boss lady, that I don't hold nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, that I don't have respect for no fucking body. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so glad. Like, I have no honor, no fucking respect for no fucking body. That way I could tell my children about every fucking body. You hear me? I can tell them about everybody because I'm not blinded by people ways. Blinded by people ways like I love them, so I'm going to keep that from my baby because I love them. I'm not going to tell them about this person because this person got a hold on me. I would never let no motherfucking body have a hold on me where they stagnate my fucking tongue, where I can't talk about your motherfucking ass to a person that I can say they like. I'm so fucking glad. I'm so glad I'm programmed that fucking way. There ain't no motherfucker that can shut me up, no matter who you are. My tongue would never fucking be stagnated about your ass. I'ma tell it. I'ma fucking tell it. Yup. And I'm so glad it's like that. You know, I don't give a fuck whether my children like that or not, but I don't give a shit. But you can't say that I didn't tell you. You know what I'm saying? Care how much that motherfucker done swooed your ass. I don't give a shit. But it can't swoo me, so I'ma still tell you about the motherfucker. I'ma still tell you. You can't stagnate my tongue, baby. Can't stagnate it. Ain't a motherfucker can. You hear me? That's important. Shit. Wish we had more people, more parents out there like that. You know what I'm saying? You got children, motherfucker. Ain't nobody greater than your fucking children. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Everybody else is goddamn fucking exposed, talk about they bitch ass, all that fucking shit. You conceal nothing to your children. You don't let these motherfuckers that's not your child keep your mouth quiet about them to your baby. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that. Fuck that. Tell it. I don't give a fuck. I'm tell it. These mine, motherfucker. They don't. It ain't they deserve to know. They mine, so they gonna know. They gonna know about all this shit, whether they accept it or not. I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I had a little dumb ass daughter to tell me I need to get over that shit with her dad and shit. And I said, bitch, I'm over that shit. This is for you. This is for you, bitch. This ain't got nothing to do with me. This is for you. I'm past that, nigga. But I'm still educating you on this motherfucker. You got to get that in your fucking head. You know what I'm saying? Because once you study this motherfucker through me, you'll be able to see that it's 1 million personalities just like this fuck nigga. So that way you'll understand the personality and you'll avoid that type of personality. You know what I'm saying? Because you do end up, a lot of goddamn bitches end up getting somebody like they fucking dad and can't even see it until it's too fucking late. Like, bitch, you need to fucking, I'm giving this shit for you so you'll know to go the other way when you see a personality just like this motherfucker. But you ain't supposed to like the motherfucker. That's the point. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. That's the fucking truth. I hate to say this shit, but you're not supposed to like your fucking daddy. That's some sick shit. You're not supposed to like nothing about this motherfucker, where now you're attracted to the same type of likes that some other sick fuck got. Yo, that's some sick shit to me. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. That's some sick shit. So you need to study this motherfucker. Ain't nothing great about this piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing great about it. You just got to be, you got to watch. You got to keep your intellect, your intuition, you know what I'm saying? You don't drop your psychic self-defense for no fucking body. You do not drop your guard for no fucking body. You don't drop that shit. You know what I'm saying? If females my age right the fuck now getting played because they done dropped their fucking psychic self-defense, still getting played by these motherfucking niggas. You hear my saying? Ain't that something, boss lady? These bitches are still getting played. They done dropped their fucking guard and still getting played and dogged and fucking pimped and tricked and shit. Come on now. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? You want your daughter like that? Anybody want their daughter like that? By the time she get 45, 50, still getting tricked by these motherfuckers because you done let your guard down. Ain't no fucking way. Ain't no fucking goddamn, ain't no fucking way. That's a motherfucker there. You know what I'm saying? Boss Lady says, some men to get you will get with you just to get your children. Yep. They always use the children. Yeah, that's the motherfucker. Look, she died said, hell yeah. Well, like, this is a children conversation today. Goddamn, you can't even trust these motherfuckers. But look here, though. You got this old tranny-ass female-to-male white bitch professor on that goddamn, what's it called? Minority attractive person. So you got even these female, you got to watch these bitches. That's why, boy, when my children was under my nest as little youngins, I ain't even trust the fucking females around my children. You hear me? Nan, bitch. Can't trust Nan. I know the world. I know the fucking world. You hear me? I know humans. I know how fucking sick they are. So it ain't just men. You got to trust them. You got to trust. You can't trust them with no fucking body. Not even an old lady. Ain't that right? She died. You can't trust them with an old lady that sell candy in the neighborhood. You can't trust that bitch. You better not trust nobody. You can't even trust an old bitch that loves Jesus and they carry a Bible every goddamn where and wear knee-high stockings and a long-ass, ugly-ass dress. You can't trust none of them motherfuckers. You hear me? That's why I told my children, respect nobody, not even the fucking elderly, because they some sick fucks. Okay, don't trust them. Don't trust no goddamn body. I'm the only one you can fucking trust. I'm going to tell you that shit. You better not goddamn, you better not believe these bastards. You better not fall for them. So anyway, I'm just thankful that none of that shit happened to my babies. That's it. Now, whatever else happened to him, but I'm just glad that is the one, that was my most important thing right there, is to make sure that none of my children was fucked as a child. That was it. That was it. That's my mission. You know what I'm saying? That was my motherfucking mission like a motherfucker. This is the only goddamn thing. That was my shit right there. That was my mission. Goddamn it. As long as you don't fuck them, motherfucker. Come on in, She-Dog. Give me a mic check. I'm checking mic.
Mic check.
Great day, baby.
Yeah, that was just, yeah. I remember that there was this dude that was with my mom. He lied about his age, looking at me the whole time. From the time I was 11 to when I broke up with my first man when I was 18, he told me that he was the same age as the man I broke up with, and which meant that he was a lot younger than the age that he had told my mother he was, because she would have never messed with him if she knew he was that young. But from the time I was 11, he was looking at me for 7 years. And I had to tell my mother he wasn't really about her. He was looking at me, and she broke up with him. Yeah.
Man, hey, look, boom. Is it, you got to tell it, man. Is it worth it having a man in your life or your child in your life?
The child. Child come first. Remember, people ask my brother,
my mama
said, you ain't never had
first.
A man nigga in the house when I was in the house. I said, that's right. I asked her, how many niggas you ever seen in the house?
Oh, shit, your phone chopping.
Wait,
come
what?
Back. Your phone got chopping. Say it again.
Oh, okay.
Say it
I
again.
Said my, I asked my daughter. Oh, shit. You hear me better now?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I asked my daughter, my baby girl, how many niggas you seen in the house, man? She was going, not now. Not one. So she know I didn't play that. I ain't had no nigga in my house. Period. So the nigga that she came from was the property of the state of California. So she didn't have to worry about no nigga being in her house when she was little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, children come first. Don't give up nobody say.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Children come first. Yeah. My mama drilled that shit in my head. Children come first. Children come first. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Children come first around this bitch. Fuck that shit.
Before
I don't understand.
A man, before a job,
before
anything. Before
God, before any goddamn body. Hell yeah. Your children
any,
come
any
first.
Religious group, whoever, to anybody telling you that they more important than your children, it's time to leave that situation.
Hell yeah. Children come first, man. Fuck that shit. But look here, these bitches get got because they think man come first. That's why they're able to fuck their fucking kids. Do all that foul ass shit. They believe that shit. Them religious bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Religious bitches. They always get got. They children are the ones that suffer.
The kids trying to lead them too.
Yeah.
That's
religious
right.
Women, their children
right.
always suffer because they believe man come first. Their children will always suffer
mm-hmm.
with that shit. Them religious hoes. Yup. Yup. And listening to man. Man is the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to fucking man.
Exactly.
And them hoes be sitting there believing that fuck shit. Yeah, and that's what happens. And they best say, yup, that's my mama. Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. Listening to fucking man, you know a man ain't going to tell your children come first. Man made up the damn chain of command. Man and the woman last, ain't it? Some old shit. God, man, and family. Family last or some shit. Some old
mm-hmm.
shit. Man, woman, and child. And the child is last
mm-hmm.
or man, child, and woman. Some old goddamn stupid ass shit. But a child ain't first, though.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But that's because they want you to, listen, you need a man because of you got a child. That shit don't go together.
No, it really don't.
That shit don't go together.
You
fuck
need to
the
protect
fuck
your child
fuck.
From every man, including
what the
one they came from.
Yeah, God, man, woman, and child. Thank you, Zena. God,
mm-hmm.
man, woman, and child. And man made that shit up. God first, man second, woman, the child last. Get the fuck out of here. Remember, man eat first. Man don't eat first.
Mm-mm. In my
you
house, babies
yeah.
ate first.
Hey, that's what we knew. We knew children
mm-hmm.
ate first. You know what I'm saying? Well, not in my house, not in my mama's house. But the reality of it is, you know, when you privilege to the truth, you end up finding out that the child eat first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Children are come first regardless. Regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you notice that they only tell the woman that she needs to think about her children. They don't tell the man he needs to think about his children.
Mm-mm. And the woman going to think about her. If she,
God damn it, you chatted. Say it again.
If she's a mother for real, she's going to think about her children first regardless.
Some of us become numb to having children and forget that they are first. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We get so used to seeing them that we don't actually even see them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like how you never actually saw your feet while you were pregnant. So after you had the baby and you really see your feet, like, God damn it, I got feet. I can see my feet. So we get numb to even walking around in our bodies and don't even know we have a body. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I carried my babies in my ass.
I carried mine in my ass, too.
A lot of times people didn't know I was pregnant until it came out.
But the moral of the story is, Shida, that we walk around with a body and don't know we have a body until we feel pain. So
right.
We don't even know we have children until we feel pain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're numb to what our children really are until something bad fucking happens. Yeah. So
because
yeah,
as soon as your child gets sick, you freak. As soon as your child gets the slightest bit of sickness or a child breaks something,
you
are freaked out.
Yeah. Yeah, motherfuckers don't know they got a child till they got to take it to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shit like that. Motherfuckers, they don't know they got a child till something bad happens to them at school and they got to run to it. Then they realize they got a child.
Mm-hmm.
That shit be like that. You know what I'm saying? They just regular fucking people to you. You know what I'm saying? They become so regular. When they brand new to this planet, you protect the hell out of their ass for the first goddamn one day. Some bitches protect them for 3 days, protect that baby. Some bitches protect them for 6 weeks. Some people protect the motherfucker for a year. You know what I'm saying? Some people protect the motherfucker for 2 years when it turns 2 years old. You know what I'm saying? Some motherfuckers, by the time that motherfucker started walking and talking 5, 6, 7, man, you just don't give a fuck. You totally forget about this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, they just there. They just fucking there. They just there. They there for the taking. You know what I'm saying? Now you can't wait to get rid of their ass. Throw them in some stranger's goddamn chair at school or daycare. Ain't that something?
Mm. I think that's if you got multiple. Because I was kind of a helicopter over. I only got two, and they were 15 years apart. So I was kind of like a helicopter, like my mom.
What does that mean?
Helicopter parenting, where you got to see everything, got to know everything, got to know everything the child is doing, got to know everything that's going around the child, who's that around my child, you know.
Oh, okay.
Just helicopter
parenting, Yeah. Which is why you ain't had no niggas, so you can actually don't have to worry. Because we don't want to worry.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
right.
Like,
we don't want to worry. Like,
there.
What the fuck? Like, shit. That's worrying. Helicopter moms and shit. I am. I'm still a helicopter mom. So it's like, yeah, worry like a motherfucker. Like, shit, who are that? Who are that? Who voices that in the background? Who it is? Who it is? Call me on WhatsApp. Let me see the motherfucker. Don't feel like that. Hang up. Let's call each other on WhatsApp. Yeah. That's a motherfucker there, baby. It's a motherfucker parked in my yard, shawty. Motherfucker just sitting there parked. Should I get my shotgun? Sheet up. Should I get my shotgun? Motherfucker motherfucker be a part up in this motherfucker, man. Cancer, Gemini, Moon. What you got, Uwana? How you doing today, baby? What you got, Cancer, Gemini, Moon? What you talking about? Look here, man. Protect your babies, man. That's protection. How you protect your babies? By goddamn telling them about everybody. Oh, shit. You're a Cancer, Gemini, Moon, and you worry about everybody. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And when you say everybody, do you have children, Iwana? Do you have children? It's so interesting. My mama worry. She worry about every goddamn body. And I still be like, how the fuck that happens? You had four, you got three now. Oh, somebody passed. Your baby passed. Do you mourn from time to time? I'm so sorry to hear that you lost your oldest daughter. Wait, you ain't. I'm sorry. That's a motherfucker, man. That's a motherfucker there. How long ago? I don't want you to even relive this shit, but you know what I'm saying? How long ago was it? I said, girl, I know that shit ain't real. Yeah, shit ain't never been the same. That's a motherfucker there.
Mm.
2017, 18, that was yesterday, baby.
Mm.
Wish I could be there for you during that time. That's a motherfucker. That's a motherfucker there. You know what I'm saying? For the record, man, I want to die before my babies. You know what I'm saying? I was looking at my grandmother. Black Panther movie weekend was the funeral. Are you serious? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was thinking about that shit. My grandmother passed before her children. You know what I'm saying? All her children still here, though. But, I mean, that's the fucking life. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing. Even though, you know, she only known her mother till she was 9 years old. But you just do not want to bury your babies in my book. You know what I'm saying? You know, I please let me check the fuck out before my babies. But then again, I just heard some shit. But then again, my children some weak motherfuckers. They wouldn't survive. You feel me? They losing their mind right the fuck now. You feel me? I need to go see you. I don't feel the same without you. I don't feel the same. I'm losing it. I'm losing it, mama. I need to come. So, yeah, so, goddamn it, I need to stay, because goddamn, if I bury mine, it's just going to be as if I ain't had them any goddamn way. You feel me? Cheat up. My day will keep fucking going on. I ain't going to even fright, like, for real. You know what I'm saying? I'd be hurt, but shit, I got shit to do today. The fuck?
My daughter was asking me what she was going to inherit from me. I said, your habits, what makes you think you're going to outlive me? I don't have your bad habits. She was like, oh.
P-Funk said, she said that the mama don't supposed to bury your children. Then I just, But I thought about it, though, like, nah, mine couldn't carry on without me. Mine couldn't. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I can carry on without them motherfuckers. You feel me? For real. Because I look at it like this. At least I ain't got to worry about your ass while I'm still here. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
At least I ain't got to worry about your ass. At least I ain't got. Who is that? Call me on WhatsApp. Let me see him. You know what I'm saying? At least I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, man, like, at the end of the day, don't apologize, Awana. No. She said, excuse me, and y'all, Don, I'm sorry. No, don't be. This is good conversation to have, man, because, you know, like, you know, some, you know, we do have to think about shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are the ones that lived it. I know a brother, man, I mean, he had to bury all his children back to back, man. They were young, too. That shit fucked me up. It's my nigga on Facebook and shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's a motherfucking man. I was with him the whole fucking time. Like, damn. You know, but was the thing about him that this motherfucker did not stop dropping informative information to still wake motherfuckers up, even with the losses of his babies.
Wow.
That what kept him going. You know what I'm saying? The truth. To bring it to the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? I understand if you ain't got nothing, that shit could be tragic. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's a motherfucker, though. But as I said, man, I know my children would lose it. You know what I'm saying? If they don't ever hear my voice and see my goddamn face, that's the end of that shit. When I cut them off, girl, they lose it. They lose it. I stop talking to they fucking ass, all that shit. Yo, they break the fuck down. They stop talking to my motherfucking ass. I'm still about to goddamn go on a goddamn roller coaster ride. I don't give two fucks. You cut me the fuck off, motherfucker. That's the most happiest day of my goddamn life. You know what I'm saying? So, but shit, they can't cope. They gonna lose it. So yeah, they need to go before me. You feel me? Yeah, I don't wanna, you know, for real, cause that fucking goddamn motherfuckers are losing. Man, that shit'll be ugly. They'll break apart. They wouldn't be tight no more. You feel me? They'll hate each other. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of shit'll happen. You feel me?
Yeah, I saw my mother and her sisters go through some shit when their mother passed.
I'm gonna outlive all my children though. Goddamn, to be honest with you, I'm gonna outlive all they had, Iwana. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn, because I'm better than them motherfuckers. I'm better than them motherfuckers. You feel me? I'm better than them. That's how I know I'm going to outlive all they had. I'm worthy. I'm needed in this hellhole. You feel me? I'm needed. So I'm going to outlive all them motherfuckers. You see it, P-Funk? Yeah, I'm going to outlive them. I'm strong. Shit. They weak. They 50-50. Let's do it that way. They 50-50. But they can get got on this bitch. I can't get got. You feel me? The doctors can't get me. The medical world can't get me. Love can't get me. Money can't get me. Drugs can't get me. Friends can't get me. Family can't get me. Fashion can't get me. Trend can't get me. You know what I'm saying? I can't get got. You feel me? They can still get got. You know? Love will get their ass. You know what I'm saying? Love will get them and body slam they monkey ass and stomp the shit out they fucking ass. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sex can't get me. You know what I'm saying? Can't nothing get a bitch. So, yeah, they can't have me. Goddamn, so I'm going to outlive all them little motherfuckers. They can get got. You know what I'm saying? They like people. You know what I'm saying? They like people. I ain't heard one of them say yet, I hate fucking humans, other than my son.
Yeah.
But, girls, man, them motherfuckers, them old goddamn fucking dodo la la land mind ass goddamn motherfuckers, man. They want to be loved and shit, start looking at this bullshit on social media, seeing hoes booed up. They want to get booed up. Like, the fuck, like. Then, yeah. You feel me? Y'all get what the fuck I'm saying, man. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do their ass, y'all, man. Goddamn. I ain't even going to get cancer, and I smoke cigarettes. You feel me? I ain't finna get ovarian cancer, brain cancer, pussy cancer, lungs cancer, dick cancer. I ain't get none of that shit. You feel me? The fuck?
It'd be real strange. You get
I ain't
getting
liver cancer, none of that shit, shot. I ain't getting nothing. You feel me? You ain't finna get me, bro. You know what I'm saying? I hate this fucking word. I hate everything in this motherfucker. You hear me? Only a good action flick is what I love. And you can't get me on that. Because that TV, that movie. Good action flick, a lot of killing. That's it, shout out what I live for. After, at 7 o'clock at night, I'll be like, let me find me a good action flick. Good shoot 'em up, bang, bang. Some karate kicks on this motherfucker. That's the life. But anyway, there is a cure for death, though. You know what I'm saying? Just got to know how to avoid it. You know what I'm saying? People, you know what I'm saying, die from the inside out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, they die from the inside out, man. And the inside out could be your world, how you let the outside in, and you start to die from the inside out. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to shut yourself away from the fucking world. Because you end up dying from the inside out. Yep. You die from the inside out, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. If they can get in your brain, they'll try.
Yeah.
Can't let them.
Yeah, can't let them in, baby. Got to click clack. Got to lock them doors.
That's right, lock it down.
Yeah, but they still walking around this bitch with eyes wide shut.
Right.
These motherfuckers our age walking around with eyes wide shut, man. Like, what the fuck, man? You don't see this shit. You just walking around, goddamn, you even got your hand over your eyes. You don't even want to see this shit. Just walking in shit, blind in a motherfucker. God gave
That's
you
all
eyes
stupid
to
and happy
you don't
about
want to
it.
See. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a motherfucker, man. But tomorrow,
like
story
that guy
is,
fighting,
I'm,
like that guy fighting them with them glasses being put on. They fight your hardest.
Put the goddamn glasses on. Put the shades on. It's the whole room fucking say. Put the goddamn glasses on. Nigga fought for 5 fucking minutes, the longest fight scene ever, man. That nigga did not want to see that shit. I want to put the goddamn glasses on.
Punching everything. Yes.
Nigga fighting on
fighting
top of trash and shit. Fighting on top of rats. Rats running, trying to goddamn say they own life. Them motherfucker fighting, boy. That nigga did not want to put them glasses on.
Mm-mm. Fight hard.
Yeah.
But they ignorant. Folks fight hard to stay ignorant.
Very, very.
They do.
Very, very hard. Very, very, very hard. Wait a minute. Remember that one-year-old baby I told y'all about, a.k.a. Angel? They found the baby dead in a pond.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was a damn. I don't know why I didn't see this shit. Yeah, they found the baby dead in the pond. And the suspect charged in the murder of the mama. Remember, they went in the house and killed the mama, and the baby was missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they found the baby dead in the pond, but they said they got the suspect, black man. A suspect has been charged in the murder of a Willing, Illinois mother whose one-year-old daughter was found dead in a pond in Indiana. They finally found the baby. Yeah, his name is Amil Fowler, 26 years old, was arrested Wednesday evening in Springfield, Missouri. Yeah, Fowler's charge in the murder of a 21-year-old mother whose body was found in her apartment Tuesday, and a 1-year-old daughter, Jocelyn Angel Dobbs, was not in the apartment. Remember I told y'all about that last Friday, whatever? Yeah, man, they found that Murphy's cause of death is strangulation. Police believe that the baby was in a maroon 2020 Dodge Grand Caravan with Illinois plates. The minivan was found abandoned in western Missouri. Drivers recovered a body in a retention pond in Hammond, Indiana, on Thursday. A construction crew spotted the body floating in the pond and called 911. The fire department responded to the 911 call, and they went immediately into the water and recovered the baby. Fowler has not been charged in the baby's death. Willing police said Fowler was in a previous relationship with Miss Murphy, but he is not the baby's father. See that? Police say a man identified as Fowler was last seen with Mercy and the baby at a shopping mall on Monday, November 8th. Yeah. See? Gotta stay away from men.
Males don't think like that, nigga.
He's 21 years old with a baby. Sometimes I even be thinking, how the fuck I survive? You know what I'm saying? I'm a 15-year-old mama. How the fuck I survive?
Well, not me, the mama part, but I have. When my mother passed, I found court documents. That nigga that gave me half my DNA was trying to kill my ass when I was a baby. I figure I'm supposed to be here because that nigga was trying to get rid of me. This was.
They best said he couldn't even drop the baby off at the safe house fire station. That's so sad. Yep. But but he ain't charged for the baby death. You might as well get that nigga on that shit too, on the baby and the mama. Shit, it's always somebody you fucking know. Always. He a suspect right now. You know what I'm saying? He a suspect. So, yeah, you got the shit wild, man. Shit wild. Shit wild in a motherfucker, boo. Frank saw it made you sick. That's why you protect your babies, don't you, boo? Frank saw it got Nan, nigga. I don't think Nan, nigga, want Twank, to be honest with you. So you ain't got no choice but to stick. But the goddamn stick to see with your goddamn babies. Oh. Ain't nobody interested in Twain Star Crazy.
That's mean.
That nigga be dead. Fucking gremlins got their point got plus Twain. That nigga be found somewhere floating in the pond. Goddamn, that bitch would kill that motherfucker, goddamn. That nigga would not last one day. Take me off speaker. I'm getting a feedback. A mute your phone for a second. But,
alrighty.
When my uncle came over, this is when my children were young, right? I don't know how old they were, so maybe 2006. So my uncle came to the house and watched and just studied my children and me and Doc, right? And my uncle said to Doc, my mama's brother, said, man, you must be a strong-ass nigga to deal with that shit. Some old shit my uncle said to that motherfucker, because, Doc has entered a home full of killers, a family full of fucking killers, and we will kill that nigga first, you hear me? That's what my uncle actually saw. Like, ain't nigga, you must be a strong-ass man to deal with this shit. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, because motherfucker, we don't play that shit. We don't play that shit, goddammit. You the first nigga to get got in this motherfucker, you hear me? That nigga said that shit, fucking goddamn, but Doc be floating in the pond too, goddamn. Shit, the fuck? Like, we all shank the shit out of that motherfucker. Cut his throat, throw him in a goddamn pond, pull him out the fucking pond. Douse his ass with gasoline, me and my babies, and the dog, and the cat, all of them motherfuckers. We all goddamn motherfuckers. You, hey, you the enemy, nigga. Don't you ever forget that shit. You are the fucking enemy. Or we are the enemy to you. Goddamn it, shit. Yeah, that nigga enter a home full of killers, man. Shit, the fuck? My goddamn uncle was like, man, how the fuck you do this shit, man? You must be strong. Like, you must be strong, Charlotte. Like, except this shit. Especially you got my children coming up the dock saying, oh, punk-ass, bitch-ass nigga. The fuck? Like, hell yeah, got to remind you, you a punk-ass, bitch-ass nigga. Bad back now, Charlotte. Goddamn, I raised mine to be goddamn killers and disrespectful motherfuckers. Watch out there now. Doc had to look on their goddamn face. To my uncle, man, like, shit, man, I don't even know how I end up in this shit. Damn right. Goddamn, fuck that. Fuck that. And it's crazy because it ain't like I got a house full of boys. I got goddamn three girls, one boy, and they all fuck. They'll shank the shit out your ass. They'll shank you, motherfucker. They'll slap fire at you. They don't give a fuck who you is now. Bad back. Motherfucker, you'll be the first one. We'll wait till you sleep, and we'll plot your death, motherfucker, fucking with us. God damn it, play that shit. Do not play that shit, god damn it. Ain't no way in hell, motherfucker. Ray mine to be goddamn fucking criminal-minded. The fuck? Mine be criminal-minded. Teach you this criminal shit. Always think about killing a motherfucker, even me. If you ain't thinking about killing me, motherfucker, I did something wrong. You hear me? If you can think about killing your own goddamn mom and daddy, you can certainly goddamn think about killing everybody the fuck else. You hear me? You on the right track. That's the right thought process. I done trained you good, man. I done trained all my babies good. Do you think about killing them? I ask my daughter that shit from time to time, and anytime she in a fucked up relationship, I say, has it ever killing them ever crossed your mind? For real. And this old bitch, no. I'm like, I didn't raise you like that, bitch. I didn't raise you never think about killing a motherfucker. Do you understand that motherfucker's thinking about killing you every day? That's why you're fucking miserable? If you don't think about killing that motherfucker, that means that motherfucker's thinking about killing you. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. You better have that, and I'm going to kill a motherfucker. Goddamn smell. The fuck? This is the goddamn planet Earth, man. You better give off that, I'm going to kill a motherfucker vibe. Shit. Don't let none of these motherfuckers get away with this shit. Look at the nurse. A great day in the nurse. How you doing, baby? Yeah. Twain, your babies ain't fucked up like I am, man. I'm real fucked up, man. I plotted my mama and my dad to death and my brothers and every nigga I had and the bitches that was my friends. I didn't fucking goddamn anybody, goddamn a stranger, motherfucker, at a gas station. I plotted their death. Like, the fuck? Like, yo, the fuck? Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, on the snatch shot, I served 2 terms in Vietnam, motherfucker. I'll kill a motherfucker. I'm a product of Agent Orange, nigga. The fuck? The fuck is you like? Motherfucking goddamn. All I think about is killing like a fucking cat. Remember that picture I posted? A little kitten. It said all a kitten thinks about is killing a motherfucker. A kitten, that's all it thinks about. Killing a motherfucker. Goddamn cat. That's what a cat be doing. It just be sitting there just staring and shit. Still won't say shit. It's thinking about killing. Think that motherfucker thinking about killing. Shit. If you ain't thinking about killing, you do not need to be in a relationship, ladies. That's the moral of the story. That means somebody thinking about killing your ass. That's the point, man. So don't get in no goddamn relationship coming in this bitch, eyes closed, all care bearing and shit, fuck around and be somewhere stinking, you and your babies. Motherfucker, you can't, you do not need to be in no relationship if you love. You better get in a relationship because you hate a motherfucker. Why you with that nigga? Because I hate him. The fuck? If I loved a motherfucker, that nigga would have been killed me. Hate that nigga so much, we gonna be together forever, motherfucker. That protection is hate, man. I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Hate protection. Don't give a shit. Teach your children to hate, man. Don't give them that religious-ass bullshit. Better teach them to hate. Even if they hate broccoli, you say good. Now take the knife and stab the shit out of that goddamn broccoli. Just fucking shake it. Give a fuck. Hate is goddamn good. I don't give a fuck. Give a fuck. God damn it. If you hate it, tear it up. Beat it up. Destroy it. Burn it. Give a fuck. Mistreat it. Who gives a fuck? That's what hate is for. God damn, ain't that right, Nick Bad? Shit, the fuck is this shit going on around this motherfucker? What the fuck y'all be teaching y'all fucking kids? Love, so many people use your name in vain. Fuck that shit, man. Hey, let me tell you something. I never taught her children love. I just want to put that on record. Never. I never taught my children love. You hear me? I had to be fucking, what's the call? Terrorized, interrogated on love. My father used to interrogate the shit out of us on love, man. Like, man, it made me hate that shit. Oh, my God, it made me hate it. You notice why I hate that shit now. You know what I'm saying? I still hate that shit. When a nigga come on this motherfucker, ain't that right, Zena? Back in the days, they could be preaching that love shit, man. I would cut their ass the fuck. I don't want to hear no, man, you don't shut the fuck. Nigga, goddamn you, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up with that love shit. The first motherfucker come with that love shit, that motherfucker got a knife behind their goddamn back. They got some shit for your ass, you hear me? They got something for your ass. That shit scared me. I can't stand to hear that love shit. Love fucking sermons. All that shit. Oh, my God. Oh, you got to watch out for that love shit. You hear me? You don't fall for it. Teach your baby don't fall for that love shit, shouting. That motherfucker drying you in the tub. Don't fall for it. You know what I'm talking about? Don't fall for that we won. We all should come together and love each other. You, the motherfucker that say that got a goddamn hidden motive, a goddamn mission to fuck you and the whole goddamn world up with that shit. Anybody fall for that shit? Look at Black Chicago. Great day, baby. The nigga say, change love to hate and hate to love. You hear it? Bullshit. I don't know about that. I ain't hear that yet. Yeah, I really want to teach. I got this one child, she doc. I want to teach her how to hate, man. This bitch here is just, ugh. I really want to teach her how to hate. Like, I don't even know how to fuck it. Like, yo, I don't know who the fuck done taught you this love shit, bitch. But you need to, this the balance. Hate and love is balance. So you need to also learn how to hate. You good at loving, bitch, but you need to learn how to hate now. You need to master that Aquarius child. Yep, Zena. That goddamn Aquarius. That goddamn, that Aquarius bitch. That bitch right there. I told her one time, I said, man, stop telling motherfuckers you Aquarius. They're going to take advantage of your dumb ass. I told her, man, stop being proud to be an Aquarius, man. Somebody hear you an Aquarius, bitch. You're going to have a whole line at your door knocking to come in, bitch. You easy for the taking, bro. The fuck? Stop that shit. Stop that. Everybody know about them Aquarius, don't you? You get got, motherfucker. You fuck around and get got. Don't let nobody know what the fuck your goddamn birthday sign is, bitch. Everybody coming. Everybody goddamn your weak ass. Puff, puff, pass. Because that's the wrong sign to goddamn. You let a motherfucker know I'm a goddamn Scorpio around this bitch. Motherfuckers know the tread softly, don't they? Fuck them goddamn Scorpios and shit, man. Goddamn, you be like, oh, shit. You a goddamn Scorpio? Hell yeah. That means I'm fucking you. You ain't fucking me. That's a fucking Scorpio right there, right? I'm fucking you. Yeah. You ain't fucking me. Aquarius, man. You actually think that the Virgos can get got, right? Focus. Because it symbolizes a maiden, a virgin. Shit. Some fucking Aquarius. Aquarius get got every time. I think them the most motherfuckers who make all the goddamn Facebook posts. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm back, y'all. I got myself together. I fell off, but I'm back. I bet you it's the majority is the fucking Aquarius. That be, I'm going to ask. Next time I scroll on Facebook and see them goddamn posts they make, I'm going to say, what the fuck is your sign? Motherfucker, you're Aquarius. Yes, and proud of it. Yeah, I know. Goddamn it, y'all motherfucker, him. Yeah. I'm back. I just realized all I need is me. You know, shit like that. I'm fucking Aquarius, motherfucker. You talk about they the phoenix. They the phoenix. They burn themselves and rise from their own ashes, them dumbass motherfuckers, man. That's what the fuck they are. Don't tell nobody. I had to tell her ass. Girl, stop telling motherfuckers you're an Aquarius, bitch. That's like saying you... That's like saying you open to any and every fucking body. Like, door open, wide open. You never lock your fucking doors. You never lock nothing. When you walk in, you never lock the door behind you and shit. You just open. Them goddamn Aquarius, they'll jump in the car and come straight to you, won't they? You know what I'm saying? You tell them motherfuckers, look, you got a minute, I want to talk. As a matter of fact, I have to come over there right now and shit. Like, them motherfuckers, like... Motherfuckers. Like, we got to check on the phone. I'm on my way. Shit, fuck that. Like, they got to just make themselves available for these motherfuckers, man. God damn, bitch. You better put a clothes sign up, man. Goddamn Aquarius. Your dad Aquarius. You, I only know one Aquarius nigga, and that's Tony. Some nigga named Tony. The Nurton. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a, yeah, but you know, Tony catch that shit too though. Tony be catching that shit. Tony be catching the man. Aquarius a little bit different. When he complains that, you know what I'm saying, he's trying to help a motherfucker that don't want to be helped. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they get used a lot though. You feel me? Yeah, abused. Abnormal use. They don't know how to use an Aquarius. They abuse them. They so weak, though. They fucking deer meat. Tell them I said it. Any Aquarius in this bitch? So fucking weak. So kind. So nice. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Your mama Taurus. I got a bull baby, man. That bitch don't give two fucks. You hear me? She don't give two fucks. I felt a little, felt sad because I'm only going to goddamn Universal Halloween night with her ass. So I wanted to share my sadness with her on the way to Orlando last month. And I said, I don't feel the same. I really wish that my other daughters was here with me. And Sananda said, man, fuck your other goddamn daughters, bitch. Fuck them hoes. Sananda said, man, fuck them bitches. The fuck, we together. Fuck them. Them bitches ain't shit any fucking way. I'm like, what the fuck, bitch? She goes, you got to get over that shit. They ain't fucking here. It's just me and you, bitch. I'm like, what the fuck? You goddamn pit bull ass Taurus, man. This bitch gives no fucks. And just think about it. For a bitch that don't give a fuck about a goddamn thing, this hoe wants to save the fucking world. This bitch wants to save the world. This bitch getting into clinical psychology to save the fucking world. I want to help so many people. I want to help so many people. So many people is like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be the kind of goddamn give them drugs and shit. I want to fucking help them. I want to help kids. I want to help every goddamn body. This bitch be like, fuck them. At the same time, fuck them. Fuck them. I'm like, damn, girl. You are just like your mama, man. Just confused as a motherfucker. One minute you want to goddamn save them. Next minute you want to goddamn bury the motherfucker. Like, yo, fuck it, man. These motherfuckers are lost cause. This bitch want to save the world with her goddamn mom. I don't give a fuck about none of them motherfuckers. This is what this bitch literally tells me. I don't give a fuck about your daughters. I don't give a fuck about them. You know what I'm saying? Those are your fucking kids. I don't give a fuck about them. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I hate them. I hate all of them. Like, meanwhile, this bitch want to save the fucking world and shit. That's you, protectors of the universe. You a Taurus. Taurus, hands down, I like Taurus. You know why? Because they have something that the majority of us signs, once we get used to first, we got to get used to this shit, right? But a Taurus will cut your ass off like you ain't shit. They are known for that. They don't really claim a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And so, and they always focus on their next step. They are so self-centered. It is the most beautiful fucking thing, right? You know what I'm saying? And the best said, that's my sorry-ass brother. Yeah, like, they give two fucks. Like, they on a mission. The most selfish motherfuckers on the goddamn planet is a goddamn Taurus. And they wear it well. They wear it the fuck well. You hear me? They wear it well. They know how to focus like a motherfucker. They awesome. They some awesome motherfuckers, man. They some awesome motherfuckers. And so with us, the other signs and shit, we have to learn that. You know what I'm saying? Especially the Aquarius. You know what I'm saying? They have to learn survival of the fittest. Taurus, hands down, they got that shit. They was giving us survival of the fittest. Fuck you. God damn it, bitch. We in the fucking desert, bitch. I'm drinking the water. Fuck you. God damn it, my life is a hell of a lot more worth saving than yours. And that is how we should apply that to us, other signs. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? To be able to realize that self-nourishment comes first before any and every motherfucking body. You hear me? That's what makes us Taurus unique with that mentality. So they'll cut you off before they cut their own self off. You know what I'm saying? They'll get rid of you before they get rid of themselves. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to let you drag them all the way the fuck down. They ain't playing that shit. They serious about their life. You ain't serious about your, that's your dumb ass. That's how they see that shit. But you ain't finna get them. I guarantee you it's probably a fraction of 1.0001 Taurus in prison. And in the grave. I guarantee you, them motherfuckers still walking the fucking earth before Jesus. Them motherfuckers will not let you crucify their ass. They'll kill you first. Them goddamn, them fucking Taurus still walking the earth. They're the oldest living motherfuckers on the planet. Fucking Taurus. Them motherfuckers was there with the dinosaurs and survived. Them motherfuckers don't give two fucks. They left you to be eaten by the goddamn dinosaur. They are not finna save you. They don't give two shit. That's your dumb ass. Them motherfuckers say they self. You hear me? I'm telling you. Tell you, they don't play that shit. You are not finna fuck their life up. They do not play. They can sense it. They can sense that shit. For real, they know it. They know it. And if you worse than them, they ain't fucking with you. If you worse than them, they don't fuck with you. That's how they know that shit. They be like, I ain't fucking with that motherfucker. Why you fucking with that motherfucker? That motherfucker worse than me. I ain't fucking with that motherfucker. Fuck with no goddamn fuck. I don't fuck with nobody that's worse than me. They don't fuck with nobody on Dubai Street and on the corner. Can't get it right. Them motherfuckers don't play that shit. And if they on Dubai Street and on the corner can't get it right, they still ain't fucking with your ass. They were not. They the kind you ever seen the motherfucker live in the projects, but don't fuck with nobody in the projects. I guarantee you that's a fucking Taurus. That's a goddamn Taurus. And all it thinks and scheme and plans all day is getting the fuck out the projects. Get the fuck away from their mama, their daddy, their sister, their brothers, their cousins, their aunts, their uncles. All they think about is the great escape. So they don't fucking laugh with you. They don't cry with you. They don't eat with you. They don't fuck with you. That's all the fuck they think about. They hate their family. They hate their family. They hate their extended family. They hate their friend family. They hate the whole goddamn neighborhood. They hate the neighborhood on the other side of that neighborhood. They hate the street down the street. They hate the street up the street. All they fucking think about is getting a fuck away from you motherfuckers and never look back. That's a That's why I said we should develop that fucking mentality from a goddamn Taurus. I'm telling you, we gotta have that motherfucker and don't look back. Yeah, keep thinking about it. I'm getting up out of here. I bet you the Taurus was the first slaves to escape. I guarantee you. The first slaves to escape. I guarantee you they were Taurus. All the rest of us was like, ooh, oh, shit. You know they did it. They did it. We got to get the nerve to do it. We got to get the nerve to get them run off this plantation. I bet you it was the fucking Taurus that set the whole stage. That set the whole fucking stage. Or, motherfucker, I'm getting the fuck up out this bitch. The rest of you motherfuckers can stay here and be a fucking slave. Pick fucking cotton. Get your ass whipped. Bet you. They're the first trailblazers. They're the first ones to put the blueprint, the footprints in the fucking sand. I ain't bullshit, and I'm not a Taurus, but my AEO is my AEO birthday. My zero time reference is a fucking Taurus. But I'm telling you, look, I want to say what Nabeth said, man, you describing my brother to a T. Yep. That's why we have to applaud the Taurus, the natural-born fucking Taurus, man. We need to take some of that shit. This is why so many of us get devoured. You know what I'm saying? We can't understand their mentality, but their mentality, it was gets them to become untouchable. Untouchable. To be honest with you, they ain't never went through a goddamn thing horrible. They never had a bad fucking life because they don't play that shit. They ain't ever had a bad life. If it was bad, it was because they was around your ass and having to sit there and be tortured watching your fucked up ass shit. That's it. Oh, my God. Y'all want to get some mind book real quick? Mind your mind for the juice of your soul. Y'all want a little bit of that before I get up out of here? We're about to go into overtime. I got a few minutes left with you motherfuckers. Let's get into this mind book. Mind your mind for the juice of your soul. Anybody want to make a comment, feel free. We're about to go into overtime, though. We got 9 minutes. I'm giving y'all the phone number now. Go to myfamilymobile.com and get you a phone because they don't let you call into my show unless you pay AT&T and Sprint and all the rest of them little bastards. So the number is 425-569-5274. And if you want to chop it up, but we about to get into this, we about to get into, Nicole, we about to get into the mind book, baby. The more it possesses, the more it wants. Give y'all some of their mind. All right. Here we go. Kloom. The more it possesses, the more it wants. This is scroll 8 for those who got the book. Lo, without knowing, Without knowing it, Enosites are exceedingly plagued by the insatiability of their own minds. Without knowing it, Enosites are exceedingly plagued by the insatiability. How Prince say that shit? Is it insatiable? Some old shit. Is it insatiability? That's how you pronounce it. S-A-T is shay, insatiability. Again, without knowing it, Enosites are exceedingly plagued by the insatiability of their own minds. Hey, boys and girls, let's look up the word insatiability real quick, just for the hell of it, so I'll know what the fuck it is. N-S-A-T-I-A.
Not able to be satisfied, Don.
Oh. Thank you, bitch. The fuck? That helps. Not able to be satisfied. You sure that's it? Did you ask Mr. White Man? She up. Did Mr. White Man tell you that what it means?
White Man tell you that what it means?
Long time ago. It's in my head now.
Okay, got it. All right, I'll take your head for it. Because I don't even know how to spell it. It would have took me 5 minutes to actually type it in the fucking search engine. Okay, so let's do it again. What is it again? Not being able to be satisfied. That's it, right? Insatiable.
Insatiable.
Right.
And how Prince song go?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Okay. All right, I'm getting feedback again. Insatiable appetite.
Okay.
All right, because I'm trying to hear Prince in my head, so now I know what the fuck it means. I used to sing the song, then he know what the fuck insatiable means. Some old shit. All right, so low. Without knowing it, Enosites are exceedingly plagued by the insatiability of their own minds. Most humans are about as happy as they make up their own minds to be. Most humans are about as happy as they make Most humans are about as happy as they make up their own minds to be. In order to remove this sort of trouble, the craving for sensory I'm thinking about other shit at the same time. Give me a second. That nigga ain't lying. The mind can't focus on two things at one goddamn time. Shit. Let's do it again. Without knowing it, Enosites are exceedingly the fuck? I got a Floyd Mayweather going on around this bitch. Give me a minute. Focus. You are reading. I need you to focus. Without knowing it, Enosites are exceedingly plagued by the insatiability of their own minds. Most humans are about as happy as they make up their own minds to be. In order to remove this sort of trouble, the craving for sensory stimulation must be removed. You got to remove your sensory stimulation. Once the mind has been stilled and concentrated, it no longer presses one to seek further pleasure. Because don't they do that shit? That motherfucker shut the fuck up all day. Once the mind has been stilled and concentrated, it no longer presses one to seek further pleasure. The senses can be controlled through reduction of wants and activities. I'll do it again. The senses can be controlled through reduction of wants and activities. Dietary discipline is essential. And you know the moment you start that dietary discipline, that fucking mind ain't gonna shut the fuck up. It's gonna hunt you until you feed it what the fuck it wants. Or you win, and then eventually get mad at you and be quiet. Won't say shit to you. Put your ass on silence. Won't talk to you. Either you win or that fucking mind wins. Dietary discipline is essential. Furthermore, one should avoid undesirable company as well as stimulants and depressants. And we know that a Taurus is damn good about that. I'll do it again. Furthermore, one should avoid undesirable company as well as stimulants and depressants. So anything that stimulates you, you need to avoid it. And anything that depresses you, you need to avoid it. And you need to also should avoid undesirable company, okay? Because that undesirable company could also be a stimulant or a depressant, which is why I hang up on people quick, fast, and a hurt. I ain't got time for all that fuck-ass shit, motherfucker. I'm conscious. I'm woke. I'm conscience, too. God damn it. Television, cinemas, and newspapers, which agitate the mind, should be reduced and replaced with periods of sitting in silence and solitude. Let's do it again. Television, cinemas, and newspapers, which agitate the mind, should be reduced and replaced with periods of sitting in silence and solitude. Solitude, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of you motherfuckers don't want to be alone. There is really no right way to do wrong things. I'll say it again. There is no right way to do wrong things. Ain't no such thing, is it, boss lady? Try that dumbass shit. Ain't no such thing as a right way to do wrong things. By witnessing and tempering desires and emotions, the qualities of egoism, anger, greed, lust and hatred are eradicated, which means to rip out from the roots to destroy. Eradicate means to rip out from the roots to destroy. Means to eradicate that shit. Now, the mind, the mind, best friend, worst enemy. We talked about that last time. The mind is your best friend, worst enemy. Ain't nobody else your best friend or worst enemy but that goddamn mind of yours. One should not allow the mind to dissipate its energy uselessly on vain thoughts. Let's do it again. One should not allow the mind to dissipate its energy uselessly on vain thoughts, worries, imagination, and fears. Shake that shit off. The moment that shit comes, change that fucking channel you vibrating on. One thing you cannot recycle is wasted thoughts and time. That's the one thing you cannot recycle, wasted thoughts and time. By manipulating the mind, one is able to bring it under control and compel it to concentrate its powers. Because the mind is, and the mind does, have power. However, one must not wrestle with it. Lost time is never returned. Struggle only sets more mental waves into motion. Struggle only sets more mental waves into motion. All right, we at 3 o'clock, Shorty Pimps. And I can't find my phone. I want to shut this shit out. Y'all make sure y'all do your affirmation. Struggle only sets more mental waves into motion. The sum total of all the pleasures in the world is nothing compared to the bliss derived from meditation. Let's do it again. The sum total of all the pleasures in the world is nothing compared to the bliss derived from meditation. Okay? You want some bliss? Sit your ass still. Quiet thoughts. Shut it all down. You're going to experience what real pleasure is, and that's bliss. Okay? The sum total of all pleasures in the world is nothing compared to the bliss derived from meditation. Feed your mind meditations, and doubt and idle time will starve to death. Let's do it again. Feed your mind meditations, and doubt and idle time will starve to death. That's powerful, right? Do it again. Feed your mind meditations, and doubt and idle time will starve to death. All right, scroll 9. Mind your mind for the jewels of your soul, baby. To reduce the outflow waste of mental energies, the senses must be subjugated. 1/4 of one's energy is diverted to digestion of food. 1/4 now of your energy is diverted to digestion of food, which is often eaten for the pleasure of the taste buds rather than for sustenance. Additional mental and physical energy is squandered in useless idle talking. You get it? Additional mental and physical energy is squandered in useless idle talking. Got it? Learn control of the tongue, my child. Learn control of the tongue, my child, by observing silence for an hour or two a day. Observing silence for an hour or two a day. Learn control of the tongue, my child. Our senses have been habitually overfed and geared to gluttony. The greatest of our faults is to think we have none. You like that? The greatest of our faults is to think we have none. And that is a big, great fault. One should examine all worldly habits and curtail them sharply. Let's do it again. One should examine all worldly habits and curtail them sharply. So sit your ass still for an hour or two and examine all your worldly habits for real, and then what? Curtail them sharply. Fasting of the mind. Fasting of the mind. Fasting of the mind is when the thoughts are weaned from attachment to the many fleeting sensations that they fed upon. The senses do not convey experience without the cooperation of the mind. So you're dealing with your senses, 5 senses. See, hear, taste, smell, touch. See, hear, taste, smell, touch. See, hear, taste, smell, touch. Yeah. So let's do it again. Fasting of the mind. Fasting of the mind is when the thoughts are weaned from attachment to the many fleeting sensations that they feed upon. The senses do not convey experience without the cooperation of the mind. An agreeable exercise is to not allow the senses to come in contact with their object. Get it? The see, hear, taste, smell, and touch, feel shit, which is really one sense. So the key is to not allow the senses to come in contact with their object. Mind you, this is after you examine all your worldly habits and curtail them sharply. This is after that, okay? You do that first. And see all your faults. You do all that shit first, and now you work on the exercise. And what is the exercise, boys and girls? You're going to exercise not to allow the senses to come in contact with their object. Taste, touch, see, smell, feel, all that shit. Don't let the senses come in contact. Because of what? Because, motherfucker. The senses do not convey experience without the cooperation of the mind. That's why. So don't let the senses come in contact with their object. For an example, if certain music or TV programs are found to leave the mind in an agitated state, they should be eliminated. And people, by withdrawing the mind, the senses are also withdrawn. Get it? By withdrawing the mind, the senses are also withdrawn. Remember, if you don't care where your life is going, then any road will lead you there. This shit for kids. This shit for children, young children. This should be the Bible. The mind book should be the Bible. But no. Yeah. So if you don't care where your life is going, then any road will lead you there. So detach from your senses. And, yeah. Shit. Put my glasses back on so I can see y'all niggas in the chat room and see the damn switchboard. Here, boys and girls, I'm about this motherfucker. I love y'all. Y'all have an awarding day. I'm starting the man of the hour right now coming up. And we'll finish this thing, baby. I gave you a little bit. I'm saying I'm giving you not, even though I'm giving you a lot, but at least you know I give you a little bit. So that's it. Mind your mind for the jewels of your soul, baby. The Don Corleone Show, baby. And she's signing out. Again, Man of the Hour is up next. You guys have an awarding day. And what a day, Tuesday? All right. So, yeah, never mind. Have an awarding day. Peace.
Hey, Nigga Radio.